Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
We say so often how fast these seasons go, these half seasons in particular. Well, friends, it's crunch time in the Texas League's 2023 second half. Welcome to Amarillo. Into the place called Hodgetown, as the Hounds will face the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the six-game series. It runs through Sunday afternoon. By the time the Rock Hounds head back home to Momentum Bank Ballpark, next week's series at home, final homestand of the 2023 season with San Antonio coming to town. But for the Rock Hounds, when they board the bus on Sunday, The Texas League second half, as far as the Hounds are concerned, that race will have been defined. That race, in fact, could be basically decided. All of that depends on what happens over the next half dozen ball games. On Sunday, Amarillo lost a remarkable finish, a ball game at San Antonio, 11-10. The Sod Poodles scored six times in the top of the ninth inning, a game that went back and forth remarkably so, and had the bases loaded with two outs before San Antonio closed the door. So that loss was really beneficial to the Rock Hounds. Had Amarillo won the game at San Antonio, the Hounds would have come in here three games back. With 18 to go and a head-to-head series coming up, that's a major difference. The Hounds instead are two games back. Let's for a moment not even look at if somebody goes crazy in the series. If somebody wins five or all six games, that's kind of an outlier. Let's look at the primary possibilities in this series. A win for the Sod Poodles, a win for the Hounds, or a split. And let's call a win 4-2. If the Sod Poodles take 4 out of 6 from the Hounds, the half is pretty much over for the Rock Hounds. There would be, again, just 12 games to go, and they would be 4 games back. That is a lot to overcome. So they would be on the outside looking in at the very best if Amarillo wins this series. If the Rock Hounds and the Sod Poodles split this series, well, the Hounds are alive and kicking. They would be 2 games back. They have a series with San Antonio and a series at Wichita, so they've got the toughest of the schedules, I would think, still remaining. But they would still be in it. They would be 2 games back. And, of course, also involved, remember, the Frisco Rough Riders. We'll get to that. But if the Hounds and the Sod Poodles split, Amarillo would lead by 2 over the Hounds with a dozen to go. If the Rock Hounds win the series here at Hodgetown, they would be tied with Amarillo with 12 games to go. My goodness, the race indeed would be on. Now, winning a series here, and the Hounds did that the last time they were here. They took 4 out of 6 earlier in the season in the first half. It is really difficult to do. This is a hitter's paradise. It is Amarillo's home field, of course, so they are more than familiar with it. The support is really tremendous. They're going to be in a honeymoon period for a while here. This is it's not the only show in town, but it's the primary show in town. And this ballpark is so eminently hitter-friendly. Let me give you a couple of numbers. The Sod Poodles, I was talking with the brothers Carey, the radio voices of the team, and this team is really driven by the home run. Quite the opposite from the Rock Hounds in the second half. But Amarillo does indeed really propel a lot of its offense via the home run. So, that being said, let me give you a number. In terms of home runs hit this season, the Sod Poodles have hit 167 home runs. 112 of them have been hit here. And if your Bomar calculator is low on batteries, that is 67%. That is two-thirds of the home runs this team hits, they hit at home. That is stunning. Of the active roster, or let's put it this way, the guys in the lineup today, and that is the bulk of the guys obviously in the position players, the guys right here have hit a total of 112 home runs themselves, just the 9 guys in the batting order today. 82 of them here, that's 73% of their home runs. So that is something that makes the Sod Poodles just incredibly dangerous in this ballpark. They also hit better here overall. They hit 303 as a team in this park. That's scary. They hit 270 on the road. They are a very good offensive team, but here they can be Absolutely, in baseball terms anyway, they can be lethal. So, a six-game series begins. Roybers Salinas will get the baseball for the Rockhounds. Former major leaguer Peter Solomon is on the mound for Amarillo. Sod Boodles have taken the diamond, and the rest of the guys will assemble out in front of their dugouts. Peter Solomon now, the pitcher, jogging out to the mound. So we are just a few moments ahead of baseball here. We'll have our Star Spangled Banner get you the weather conditions, which are rather remarkable here. We'll see if we can't hear the anthem just yet, but the guys are assembled. A little bit of breeze, by the way, and absolutely beautiful blue skies here this evening for the opener of this series. And we'll take you downstairs now for the anthem. Sun Star Spangled Banner this evening from Hodgetown here in the Panhandle, Amarillo, Texas. Man, that was a nice start to this series. That was really beautifully done. Imagine, it is 82 degrees. Wow. It really is almost startling. It really is. From what I am told, we're going to go up a little bit over the next few days, probably back into the 90s and well into the 90s by the weekend. But as for tonight, man, if you just bottle this, this is really gorgeous. Not a whole bunch of wind. That can be a factor in this ballpark as it can in Momentum Bank Ballpark. But not much breeze at all right now at 82 degrees. That sounds awfully good to me. Let's play some baseball. Rockhounds and Sod Boodles, opener of a big-time series coming up next. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And as mentioned, 82 degrees, not much breeze. It's in fact kind of backed off just in the last very few minutes here. Flags are barely motioning right now. So from our fabulous vantage point up the first baseline into shallow right field, we must be at Hodgetown. Let's play some baseball. Peter Solomon on the mound. Cooper Bowman will lead it off for the Rockhounds. Solomon, right-hander, and as we'll tell you here shortly, some big league time, including this season. Right-hander delivers, and we are underway. Cooper takes me down and away for ball one, 1-0. Cooper, right-handed hitter at 246 coming into the game. Solomon's 1-0 pitch. Hops down and away. That's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Cooper Bowman, leadoff batter. He's the second baseman. Drew Swift on deck, playing third base, batting second. Drew Swift on deck. Solomon's pitch swung on and missed, and the count goes 2-1 to Cooper. Max Muncy, the shortstop, batting third. Max at short, and Lazaro Armenteros, the DH, batting cleanup. Lazaro, the designated hitter. pitch takes flight, swung on and fouled away, back to the screen, and a count 2-2. Cameron Masterman batting fifth in right field. Cameron is in right. Shane McGuire batting sixth behind the plate. Shane McGuire doing the catching. No wind-up motion by Solomon. His delivery, a swing and a miss. And Cooper is out on strikes. Again, a very formidable opponent on the mound in Peter Solomon in this ball game. One man down, first batter striking out, and here is Drew Swift. Bottom of the order, Caden Trinkle is in center field. Caden will bat in the seventh spot. William Simonite batting eighth. He'll do, actually get the first baseman, forgive me. First pitch misses to Caden Drew Swift for ball one. One ball, no strikes. I get recombobulated. Simo is at first base batting eighth. And Saheed Valenzuela rounds it out in left field. Valenzuela in left. Pitch to Drew, just down and maybe away. Now goes two balls and no strikes. And our vantage point, especially a right-handed hitter as Drew is, we can see up and down really well. Inside, outside, that's a bit of a guess from here. Pitch to Swift, got there. Called strike. 2-1. Peter Solomon making his seventh appearance and his seventh start. Since being assigned to the Sod Poodles, he has struggled at the AAA and big league levels, but he's got some big league time. Breaking pitch called strike two. Up there on the outside edge, it appeared, from the catcher's reach. 2-2 the count. Solomon with a stretch in pitch and a swing and a foul tip. Yeah, we'll see. Two balls, two strikes. Pitcher's mound in bright sunlight. The plate is in shadows. The shadow stretches up past the third base bag and up into shallow left down the line. Pitch called third strike outside corner. Drew Swift will walk away. So Peter Solomon, a really solid start as he strikes out the two batters he faces. First two to lead off the game. And here's Max Muncy. So it's Bowman, Swift, and Muncy. Armenteros, Masterman, and McGuire. Trinkle, Simonite, and Valenzuela. Is Peter Solomon. A swing and a miss by Max, and he does go around. Count is 0-1. Well, that ball right off the fingertips. Just the base of the mound is where the shadow begins. Pitch to Muncy just outside, perhaps one ball and one strike. Peter Solomon with time with the Astros in 2021. Really short stint, but he was really good with Arizona this season, struggled in the big leagues. But again, he's been in the big leagues. A swing and a foul back, it's 1-2. And a good amount of time at AAA, pitched in Sugar Land with the Astros organization in 21 and 22, and then was claimed off waivers when the Astros let him go. Pitches down and away, and the count goes two balls, two strikes. He pitched for AAA Indianapolis on the Pirates farm, and then that's where he was claimed on waivers, I should say, by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Right-hander delivers, and a swing and a miss. Max is out on strikes, and boy, not a good omen for the Rockhounds, not a good first inning anyway, as Peter Solomon, boy, really shows his stuff. The ex-big leaguer strikes out the side. And we are underway, so it is three up, three down, big time. And after a half-inning play, our Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds nothing. And against right-hander Royber Salinas, the Amarillo Sod Poodles are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Right-hander Roiber Salinas will go to the mound for the Rockhounds. He'll make his 15th, make it 16th appearance, his 14th as a starter. Roiber 1-4 with a 4.95 ERA. Guy with really good stuff. And again, you pitch here, and then it is a challenge deluxe. He'll face Tim Tawa to lead it off for the Sod Poodles. He is the second baseman, Tim Tawa. Caleb Roberts, the left fielder, will bat second. Roberts is the second baseman. And A.J. Vukovic in center field will bat third. Vukovic is in center. So here is Tim Tawa. First pitch, check swing. Did he go? Yep, he sure did. Upon appeal, 0-1, check swing strike. First base umpire right down below us. Thank you very much. 0-1 count. Tawa, right-handed hitter. Salinas doing some work with his cleats, I think. Now we'll step back up. Tawa, right-handed hitter, 255, 20 home runs and 69 driven in, having a really good season. Swinging a foul tip. Count is 0-2. Tawa has been with the club virtually all year. Over the course of this game, I'll give you the home run numbers and then how many of the home runs have come here. Again, as a team, it's two-thirds. Tawa, for example, it's 75%. He swings and misses, comes up empty, and Roiber Salinas, boy, answers right back. After Solomon struck out the side, Roiber hits Tim Tawa on three pitches to start the second inning, or the bottom of the first, rather, excuse me. Batter is Caleb Roberts. Roberts, left-handed hitting left fielder. Mentioned A.J. Vukovic, center fielder, batting third. Ivan Melendez, third baseman, batting cleanup. Melendez in the cleanup spot. Pitch down low to Roberts for ball one, 1-0. Seth Beer, veteran corner infielder, designated hitter in this game. Seth Beer, batting fifth. Roiber's pitch pops just inside, perhaps. Two balls, no strikes. Davison De Los Santos, the first baseman, batting sixth for the Sod Poodles. De Los Santos at first base. Salinas peers in, has the sign from Shane McGuire. Pitch, just down and in. Check swing, did he go? Let's say he did. Crowd will grumble at that. Can't say as I blame him. Not much of a check swing, but enough to get the call. Nathy Castillo batting seventh in right field. Nathy Castillo is right field in the seven spot. Roiber's pitch, that's up high. Count goes 3-1. J.J. D'Orazio, the catcher, batting eighth. D'Orazio behind the plate. And Camden Duzanac, batting ninth, the shortstop. Duzanac at short. Hard hit ball. Knocked down by Cooper Bowman. Makes the play. Throws the first low, but it's handled by Simonite for the out. Cooper Bowman, we're coming right at you and me, actually. That sounds odd. Second baseman on the edge of the outfield grass made a diving stop coming toward the line. His throw just a little low, but Simo dug that out. Terrific play by Cooper Bowman. Takes a hit away from Caleb Roberts, and that'll bring up A.J. Vukovic. Boy, any time you can do that, obviously, you love to do it, but in this ballpark, all the more. Roiber delivers up high, perhaps. Vukovic, right-handed hitter. A.J. hitting 257. 20 home runs, 86 driven in. One of the top RBI guys in the league. Takes down and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. And nobody on, two men out. A strikeout and a terrific defensive play from Cooper Bowman. Shadow splits right across the mound. Delivery swung on, hard hit ball third base. That'll be knocked down by Max Muncy, but no play. Base hit for Vukovic. Well, makes the Bowman play all the bigger. Vukovic with a sharply hit ball that got well to the left of Drew Swift, the third baseman. Max knocked it down, but nothing he could do with it there. So it's one on and two down, and here is Ivan Melendez. Now Melendez has loved his time here. Ivan in his 33rd game overall with the Sod Poodles. 12 home runs, 33 driven in, 10 of the 12 homers in this park. Pitch maybe inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. A.J. Vukovic can really flat run. He has 16 steals in 21 attempts. Guy with power and speed. He is the base runner with two men down. Time called, little adjustment out, I think, in front of the plate, maybe dusting that off a bit. Crew chief Steven Rios Jr. now ready to go. Melendez, right-handed hitter, having a 284, so he has swung the bat well since coming up from advanced A. Swings and misses here, pitch down and away, count goes 1-1. No score in the first, the Sod Poodles with one man on and two men down. Salinas looks in, has the sign. Melendez stirs that bat, turn and toss to first base. Simon gloves that. Vukovic getting back in. Some discussion with the base runner, first baseman, and first base umpire Kellen Martin. Not an argument, I don't think, just a discussion. A quick one. Roiber with a stretch in pitch. Melendez takes down and away, 2-1. Dangerous count here. Any hitter's count with Melendez. Really dangerous. Had a terrific series at Momentum Bank Ballpark in the previous meeting. Went 7-for-22. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and missed. Here's the throw by McGuire, but nowhere near in time. And Vukovic has his 17th steal. So, stolen base for the Sod Poodles. Runner in scoring position. Two out. And a 2-2 count to Ivan Melendez. Got a good jump, did Vukovic. Two and two. Melendez waits from the right side. Roiber set. Stretch and pitch off speed. Just missed up and away. Full count, 3-2. First base open, so the runner will not be going. A full count to a very dangerous and very powerful hitter in Melendez. Not as much power as anybody maybe in the minors. Pitch from Roiber down low for ball four, so it's two men on and two men out. Boy, again, I go back to talking about the play by Cooper Bowman. Anytime you can take a hit away from the Sod Poodles, and it's especially in this park, that is really key, and that is followed by a base hit and a walk. So it's two on, two out, and the batter is Seth Beer. Left-handed hitter, one of only two in the lineup. Caleb Roberts is the other. Two on, two out. Roiber with the stretch and pitch. Inside corner called strike, 0-1 to Beer. Seth, guy with a lot of experience, 274. 8 homers and 41 driven in. Runners there leads. The set by Roiber. Pitch just down and in. And the count squares at 1-1. Beer has been outstanding in the season series with the Rockhounds. He's 11-for-33. That's a 333 average. That'll get you into the Hall of Fame if you do it everywhere. Has 9 runs batted in the season series. Sod Poodles lead the set 11-7 overall. Swinging a foul ball out of play. Careen over the roof on the left side and back toward the street. One ball, two strikes. Yeah, bright sunlight shining. 82 degrees. That is wonderful. Haven't felt that in a long time, at least doesn't seem like it. Here's the stretch and pitch by Roiber. This ball is fouled away again. And let's see. Nope, that one's going to stay in the seats. Trajectory just enough that it bounced onto the concourse. I bet that scared the mustard off somebody's hot dog. One ball, two strikes, the count remains. And activity now in the Rockhounds bullpen as Jorge Juan will begin to warm. Again, that's a pitch thing. Whoever's been out there a while. Pitch swung on, fouled back again. And Seth Beer isn't letting him off the hook. Still 1-2. So Jorge Juan warming in the bullpen right down below us. Bullpens are positioned in play as they are in San Antonio, but this is a new ballpark. A little surprising to see that. Swinging that ball is well hit in the gap to left center field. Going back, Valenzuela can't get there, over his head. That ball will drive home run, going to drive home two. Throw will come to the plate, but it's going to be high. And a two-run double for Seth Beer. And the Sod Poodles on the board early. Really cracked that ball. Deep left center field. Saheed made a good effort, could not get there. Vukovic scored with ease, and Ivan Melendez came around as well. That ball kicked off the wall and kind of settled in a little bit, gave Melendez enough time to be way at home. Beer did not try to advance on the throw home, so a double in the gap to left center field. And again, the play by Cooper Bowman, saves a run, but it's 2-0 Amarillo. Here's Davison De Los Santos. Salinas with a pitch, good fastball called strike. Count is 0-1. So one on and two man down. So Jorge Juan continues to throw. Here's a swing, and that ball hit in the air to deep left center field. That's going to find the base of the wall as well. That's going to drive home a run. RBI double by Davison De Los Santos. Drove that same spot, deep left center field. 3-0 Amarillo. So back-to-back run-producing doubles here in the first inning. And three runs on three base hits, a base on balls in the mix, and now here's Nathy Castillo. So basically just what you don't want to see. Here comes Chris Smith, the Rock Hounds pitching coach, will come out to the mound now and visit with Roiber. Just a pat on the backside for him. And boy, this is one of those parks, and it is just, if you've ever watched a game here, and I know many of you have made the trip here to Hodgetown, it is really palpable. This is one of those ballparks where, boy, the home team can really generate offense, and it is just, it's contagious throughout the lineup. And, of course, there have been parks we've seen at Christensen Stadium, home of the Cubs, Angels, in the early rendition of the Rock Hounds was that way. Cohen Stadium in El Paso, the old ballpark in El Paso, very much that way. Here's Nathy Castillo. Picks down low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. And boy, it can make that pitcher's mound feel like a very precarious spot. Davison De Los Santos with his 52nd RBI of the season. He's on at second base. Pitch from Salinas will get there. Count is 1-1. Sod Poodles also, as you mentioned, have a lot of guys who hit the ball out of the ballpark, and they do that a ton here. So, in this case, a couple of doubles driving home the runs. Pitch a called strike to the knees, 1-2. But they get things going and a long ball or two, and boy, the next thing you know, they have put a whole bunch of runs on the board. And they hit for really good average in this park. As mentioned, 303 team average at home. That's really, really good. With a pitch and a swing and a miss, and the inning at long last over. But not before the Sod Poodles take a 3-0 lead. And boy, the Rock Hounds again will be, as I said, going to be challenged in this series. Don't think there was any question about that. And after one, the Sod Poodles are on the board. A Village Car Wash score reads the Sod Poodles 3 and the Rock Hounds nothing.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, oh, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Peter Solomon back to the mound after striking out the side in the first. It was down and away to Lazaro Armenteros, 1-0. So, boy, Hounds already under the gun. They trailed this game by a score of 3-0, top half of the second inning. Lazaro takes, and that's a called strike. And the count evens up at 1-1. Lazaro, 232, 12 home runs and 62 driven in. Solomon's pitch pops into the glove for a strike, and the count goes 1-2. Cameron Masterman and Shane McGuire to follow. This is a guy who's been in the big leagues twice, mentioned with the Astros in 21. Pitch bounces up there. Count goes 2-2. And earlier this season with Arizona, in 2021, he didn't appear in a bunch of games, only six with the Astros, but had a 1.29 ERA with Houston. Pitch drops low, and the count goes 3-2. But he found himself designated for assignment in 2022, and the Pirates claimed him off waivers from the Astros. Right-hander with a pitch. And that boy just up and away, maybe again, inside, outside, so tough to tell from this vantage point. And Lazaro draws a walk. So first man to reach for the Hounds. And here's Cameron Masterman. Solomon pitching at the AAA level with the Diamondbacks. And then making five appearances with Arizona, but in each case a double-digit earned run average. Pitch to the outside corner, called strike to Cameron Masterman, and it's 0-1. But you know if he's coming to this level, I mean, this guy flat knows how to pitch and has a 3.77 ERA with the Sod Pools, 0-2, but a very good earned run average. He fires a high strike here, comes right back, and it's 0-2. Cameron at 3.19, three home runs and 16 driven in. One on and nobody down, 3-0. Amarillo with the lead. Stretch and pitch, drops down and away. Good patience on a breaking pitch. 1-2 is the count. Made 14 appearances. Split between the bullpen and starting with Reno, but had an 11-plus earned run average. ERA of 12.5 with the Diamondbacks. Just a swing and a miss. And Cameron Masterman out on strike. So five batters faced, one walked, and four struck out. One on, one out for Shane McGuire. Just knocked that one right by him on a swing and a miss. Elevated that pitch a little bit. Shane at 223. Of course, on base percentage much, much higher. He draws a lot of bases on balls. Takes down in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Shane actually took a collar on Sunday afternoon. Hadn't happened much at all. First time he hasn't reached base in a dozen games. Still hitting 308 in his last 12 with a remarkable on-base percentage. Takes up high for a ball. It's 2-0. In his last 12 games, he's hitting 300, and obviously that's very good, but his on-base percentage is exactly 500. He's been drawing some walks, and that goes back to his last 19 or so. Called strike. Count goes 2-1. Armenteros on base, one man down here at the top of the second. Shane stands spread wide in the left-hand box, so we're looking right at the back of that uniform, number 33 in blue. Turning to toss over to first base, and number 22 in blue gets back to the bag. That's Armenteros. Lazaro back. He'll run from time to time, seven steals. He's been caught four times, doesn't run a lot. Pitch from Solomon, up, sails up high, ball 3-1. Caden Trinkle on deck for the Hounds. So how do the Hounds respond both at the plate and on the mound? There's a swing of that ball well hit into center field, but coming on with room and a tumbling catch by Vukovich. Boy, A.J. Vukovich made that catch. That ball was a tailing and slightly sinking line drive, and A.J. made a brilliant play. I'm going to get a second look at this. Boy, he's coming on. Yeah, that ball had some sink on it. He definitely got the glove under it. Just a tremendous play by Vukovich in right center field. Tumbling catch for the out. Two men down for Caden Trinkle. Armenteros running, throw on a hop. Did they get him? Nope, beat the tag. The side poodles might disagree slightly on that call. He who made him think making the play was Camden Dusnak, the shortstop. Thought he got the tag, but instead Armenteros with a stolen base. And I think the Rockhounds just feeling they've got to get something working, maybe manufacture something here. 1-0 to Caden Trinkle. Stolen base number 8 for Lazaro on the year. And that was a really close play. We didn't get a second look. Swinging a pop foul out of play. Count 1-1. Caden found the short porch bullpen in right field in the bottom of the first inning on Sunday afternoon against Jack Leiter. And his first double-A home run. Left-handed hitter waits. Armenteros takes the lead. Pitch to Caden, drops down and in. Count goes 2-2. 2-1. William Simonite would be next here in the Rockhound second. Amarillo leading the ballgame 3-0. Solomon with a lookout at second base comes to the plate. This ball fouled away. And the count goes 2-2. Behind the ballpark on really both sides, but especially on the first base side, there is a fairly major street. I don't know that I've ever asked here if they've ever had any issues with foul balls going that way. I'll take a walk over there tomorrow. I don't know that I've ever thought about doing that. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Inside corner called, third strike, and Trinkle out on strikes. So Solomon gave up a walk, and boy, got some great help from his center fielder. But he struck out 5 of the first 7 batters he has faced. And that was a really good play by Vukovich. So we go to the bottom half of the second inning in our Village Car Wash score. The Amarillo Sod Poodles 3 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. I'm a Midland. We are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, 3/4 tons, 1 tons, 2 and 4 wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's all American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focused Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Hounds are back home next week, and my goodness, it is the final time around for 2023. Next Tuesday through Sunday, San Antonio comes to town. Rockhounds and Missions will continue the most prolific matchup in Texas League history, and that'll put a wrap on the home schedule and home season for 2023. And it'll all start next Tuesday, 1 week from tonight, 2-for-1 Tuesday. Coupons available this year. By Baskin-Robbins store. Always a great place. Some of the best chocolate chip ice cream on planet Earth. That, of course, a personal opinion. J.J. D'Orazio leads it off. Right-handed hitting catcher. Roiber Salinas will face him. And the first pitch of the inning is a fastball strike. And it's 0-1 at 95. Roiber started and ended the first inning with strikeouts. But in between, the Sod Poodles got a hat trick. Here's a swing and a miss. It's 0-2 to D'Orazio. Camden Dusenak is a pretty doggone good number 9 hitter. He's hitting .337. Dusenak on deck, and then Tim Towell back up to the top of the order. D'Orazio waits from the right side. Pitch swung on and popped foul. Coming back this way, William Simonite. Great effort. Can't get there. The ball about two rows, maybe three rows deep down below us. 0-2 is the count. Roybal Salinas making appearance number 16, start number 14, has faced the Sod Poodles once before, and he gave up five runs on five hits in five innings. Fires up high here for a ball, and the count goes 1-2, ball and two strikes. Right-hander is ready. Pitch swung on, pop foul again. So one ball, two strikes, the count. D'Orazio waits, hands up high, and he swings and misses. Chase one down and away. Ball got loose, but Shane McGuire will set and throw to Simo for the out. Strikeout and a putout goes 2-3. Strikeout is number three for Roybal Salinas. And one down now for Camden Duzenac. Camden may be the number nine hitter, but hitting 337. That's seven home runs, 39 runs batted in. That's in 50 games. So Cameron Duzenac has been really good. He is one exception as he takes a called strike. He has seven home runs, and five of them have come on the road. And that is counter to virtually everybody else on the ball club. Duzenac swings, fouls one back. And count goes 0-2. Two-run double by Seth Beer. RBI double by Davison De Los Santos in the first inning. And aren't the Sod Poodles, the Amarillo Sod Poodles, lead 3-0. Here's a swing and a miss, and up and right back down on three pitches is Duzenac. So Roybert has struck out three consecutive batters now. Two men down, and here's Tim Tawa. And Tawa was a strikeout victim to start the ball game. Tim, make it 255, 20 home runs and 69 driven in. Takes way up and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. What is it about this ballpark? It's hard to get your brain to settle here. Pitcher called strike at the inside edge. It's one ball and one strike. Well, it does take a day or two to get any kind of a comfort zone in this interesting vantage point. Emphasis on interesting. Pitch down in. Two balls, one strike. 2-1 to Talon. Caleb Roberts waiting on deck. This was the earliest start in the Texas League. Everybody else at 7:05 tonight. Corpus Christi is at Frisco, and that's a significant series. Frisco three games behind Amarillo. Pitch down and away from Roybert. Three balls, one strike now to Tim Tawa. If Frisco can hang around, they finish the season here. Pitch from Roybert. That ball is swung on and sent it a deep left center field. And is it Caden Trinkle with room? He does. He's got it. Ball got up in the air a little bit. Looked like it might do some damage, but Caden had room. Deep, deep left center field. Just short of the track. And the inning is over. So Roybal Salinas comes back with a 1-2-3 second inning. And we are two innings into this six-game series. And the Sod Poodles busting out early. Our Village Car Wash score the game through two, the Sod Poodles three, and the Rockhounds nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Eight, 9-1 in the Rockhounds' order. William Simonite leads it off. We go to the third inning. Peter Solomon, right-hander's first pitch. The outside half of the plate of the knees, 0-1 to Simo. No balls, one strike. William at 245, three home runs, 30 driven in. Solomon's pitch drops down low, one ball and one strike. Saeed Valenzuela then back up top for Cooper Bowman in the Rockhounds' third. Saad Boodles on the strength of a couple of RBI doubles in the first inning. Lead it 3-0. 1-1 pitch. Simo swings. High fly ball. That is deep center field, but it's going to run out of steam right at the track. Nope, a little bit shy of it. And Vukovic this time will make a routine play. Vukovic drifted back basically to the edge of the track, but then he had to come back in a little bit. Simo hit it straightaway center field. One man down, Saeed Valenzuela, the batter. Switch hitter at 252. First pitch. Stand low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. One home run, 26 driven in. Pitch to Saeed. Big swing and a miss. Pitch down in the zone from Solomon. Strong fastball, 91 miles an hour. A little movement on it. Saeed waits, swings, and pops this one up, but I think it'll get out of play. Yep, sure will. That's up and over the top of the roof on the left side. 1-2 the count. Peter Solomon, 6'4", 211 pounds. Born, by the way, in the nation's capital. What he just missed here with a 1-2. He looks in for confirmation on that from home plate umpire and our crew chief, Stephen Rios, Jr. 2-2 to Saeed. Only swung on and punched, but foul. Good protective swing down the left field side. Still 2-2. Astros originally drafted Peter out of Notre Dame. He was a fourth rounder. The 2017 draft reached the Astros in 2021. It's a swing and a miss to Saeed out on strikes. That's one number that's come up a little bit over the last week or so, maybe 10 days. Strikeout total. But again, Solomon has struck out six of the first nine, and he is a guy with big league experience. So not surprising, a lot of whiffs. Now, second time through the order. Here's Cooper Bowman. Cooper at 246. Solomon's pitch finds the outside corner, called strike at the knees, 0-1. Cooper, since coming back from the IL, swings and sends a ball to right field toward the corner. Fair or foul is a question. That'll be a fair ball. It's off the top of the fence. Bowman might get three out of this. Nope, going to put on the brakes. Nathan Castillo got to that ball. That ball hit the fence. He usually deadens the ball a little bit, but it caromed back, and Castillo had to track it down. Don Cooper might turn for third, but again, you don't want to risk that third out of the inning at third base, so a double into right field for Cooper. Opposite field double. First hit for the Rockhounds, second base runner. One on and two down, and here's Drew Swift. Struck out looking his first time up. So a two-out double here in the third for the Hounds, trying to get on the board. Swift, a big swing and a miss, comes up empty, 0-1. Good off-speed pitch down and away. Drew at 280. No home runs. He has 23 driven in. Had a really good series against Frisco. Just concluded his ball hit back up middle. Got a chance. Base hit. Drew Swift will drive home a run. A two-out single up the middle. Past a diving Cameron Dusenak. Hounds on the board. It's 3-1 in the third inning. Drew Swift with a good swing of the bat. Just got it under Dusenak's glove. So the Hounds with two outs in the inning rally back. And we're on the board. It's 3-1. And here's Max Muncy. Struck out his first time up. So top three guys in the order went up and down in order in the first inning, all on strikeouts. Bowman has doubled. Swift with an RBI single. Second time around. High strike to Max. Count goes 0-1. Bowman, of course, was running on contact with two men down, so he scored with ease. Swift on at first, two men down. Max waits. Turn and a toss over to first base. Making his lay and then stumbling over the body of Drew Swift as Davison the other side goes. He comes back as he does. He passes Drew on the back and Drew returns the favor. That's just good. You like to see that because he did kind of stumble over. The swing and a miss and an 0-2 count down to Max. Max Muncy at 284. Three home runs, 19 driven in. Had a quiet series against San Antonio. Stretching pitch by Solomon. Strike three called outside corner. So Solomon gives up a two-out double and a single, but comes right back with his seventh strikeout of this ballgame. So he played two and a half. The Rockhounds, though, do get on the board. And did it with two men down in the inning. In the middle of the third, our Village Car Wash score, Amarillo 3 and the Rockhounds 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
In our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia in this game, it's on this date, George Brett, the great hitter, of course, George Brett, Kansas City Royals, stole a base, and it was a very significant steal. It put him in really rare company in big league history. It's not a combination that you necessarily jumps to mind right away, but when you look at it, absolutely amazing. George Brett will do that for you coming up. Bottom of the third inning, and Caleb Roberts will lead it off. 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Face Roiber Salinas, who delivers just high for ball 1-0. Roberts, and then the guys who did the damage, Melendez, and Seth Beer. Ground ball, first base, Simo right there. He'll take it to the bag himself, one man down. Caleb Roberts bounces out to William Simonite, one man away. And here's A.J. Vukovic. Been really big in this game already. He singled, stole a base, and scored a run in the first. And took away a would-be RBI extra base hit from Shane McGuire with a diving catch in right center field in the second. Just a brilliant play. Vukovic, outstanding prospect for the D-backs, takes. Not sure from this angle where that missed. Must have been, I'm guessing, outside. One ball, no strikes. A.J., right-handed hitter, 257 with power. And he swings and misses. Here comes up empty. Again, we mentioned these guys, especially the current lineup, all the more so hitting a vast majority of their home runs in this park. Pitch up and in, 2-1. As a team, Amarillo hits exactly 67%. That's two-thirds of their home runs at home. Vukovic all the more. Pitch to A.J., and he bounces this one foul toward his own dugout. He has 20 home runs, and 16 of them have been hit here, and that is precisely 80%. As I mentioned, it's hard to overemphasize, and clearly the ballpark is the same for both teams, so get me wrong. Here's the 2-2, swing and a miss, and he got him with a fastball up. Boy, 95 and elevated, Strikeout for Roiber. Two down for Ivan Melendez. So from one dangerous hitter to another. But if you are the home team, unless you have the support of the home crowd and you know this ballpark well, you have a great comfort zone here. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back, 0-1. And so it is. It's a home field advantage to be sure in this ballpark. Boy, it lends itself to offense, and obviously the home run totals tell you they hit a good bunch of them and far more at home than on the road. Swing and a miss. Melendez comes up empty, 0-2. Ivan mentioned hitting for good average since coming up to Double A, 284. He does strike out on a high rate, 52 strikeouts and 134 at bats. Melendez will walk his first time in this game. Pitch from Roiber, and that ball is hit back over to shortstop, and Muncy's got it. Throw to first base from Max in a 1-2-3 inning. Well, tip your cap a little bit to Roiber Salinas. It is easy to just absolutely lose your way in this yard. He gave up three in the first, but he's retired now the last seven batters he has faced. We'll give you some totals in a moment. A little trivia, as mentioned, George Brett, front and center today. And after three complete, Village Car Wash score in Amarillo. The Sod Poodles 3, the Rockhounds 1.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
Amarillo leads it by the score of 3-1. We go to the top half of the fourth inning. Sod Poodles got a base hit from A.J. Vukovic. Did it all, by the way, with two men out. Got a two-out single, a walk to Ivan Melendez. An RBI double, a two-run double, in fact, by Seth Beer. And an RBI double, Davison De Los Santos. We go to the fourth. Check swing didn't mean to, I don't think. Lazaro Armenteros fouls it away, 0-1. Hounds got a two-out rally going with a double from Cooper Bowman and a single by Drew Swift, an RBI in the third. Lazaro fouls this one back. Count is 0-2. Lazaro walked to open the second. He eventually stole second base, but got no further. 3-1 is our score. Ball game in the top of the fourth inning. 0-2 pitch. Down and away. 1-2 from Solomon. Cameron Masterman and Shane McGuire to follow in the Rockhounds fourth inning. First of a six-game series, and it's a big one. Hounds have a run on two hits. Sod Poodles three runs, three hits, and a foul straight back again. Count stays 1-2. Game has been errorless. A couple of really good plays in this game each. Really saving a run in retrospect. Cooper Bowman with a diving play on the edge of the grass in right field. And Vukovic with that brilliant catch in right center. Pitch down and in, 2-2. Lazaro again reaching base. He took a collar on Sunday. That hasn't happened very often. Twisted pitch by Solomon. Ground ball rolled to third base, but right there is Melendez. His throw, oh boy, just barely got it. That's the only thing I like about this particular vantage point. You do get a really cool look at stuff at third base. Sorry, at first base. In this case, a throw from third to first, and it's a different angle. And you really get a sense, while Lazaro clearly was out a lot of times, how close these plays are. But that's about the only cool thing about this vantage point. Here is Masterman now. Cameron stands in. Jumping in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. struck out swinging his first time up. And Peter Solomon, guy with some big league time, delivers, and Cameron swings. High fly ball. That's deep center field. The back with room. Vukovic on the track. He's got it. Oh, well hit by Cameron Masterman. That did find its way to the track in center field. Two men are down. The batter, Shane McGuire. On this date, George Brett, the great Royal third baseman, stole his 200th base, 200 bases. He became just the third player in big league history at that time to have some really impressive trio of numbers called strike to Shane McGuire, 0-1. Shane, by the way, was the guy at the plate when Vukovic made that terrific diving play in shallow right field. Not so shallow, actually, but in right center field. Called strike, and boy, he's quickly down to the count, 0-2. Left-handed hitter, but down in the count. No balls, two strikes. Solomon nods at the sign, comes to the plate, and got him. Inside corner call, third strike. And Shane says a quick something again. He's the Hounds catcher, so he'll get a little bit of latitude that way. But he is out on strikes, and that's eight strikeouts for Solomon. So former big leaguer is looking the part in this ball game. Three up, three down for the first time in the game for the Hounds here in the top half of the fourth. So to the last of the fourth inning we go. The Sod Poodles on top. Our Village Car Wash score, Amarillo 3, and the Rockhounds 1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combine with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
In the home half of inning number four, it'll be Seth Beer to lead it off. He had the two-run double. And Davis and De Los Santos, who brought Beer home on an RBI double. So two guys who have done the run production will lead it off. Beer, a swing and a miss at Royber Salinas' first pitch. And 0-1 to count to the left-handed hitting DH. RBIs 42 and 43 for Beer. Takes up high for a ball here. It's one ball, one strike. Nathan Castillo will be third in the inning. Royber comes set. Pitch takes flight down and skips back to the plate. And all the way back to the screen. 2-1 to count. Shadow stretches out from the left side of this ballpark, from the third base side. So right field, Cameron Masterman is looking right into the wind. In fact, shielding his eyes even as I say that. Called strike, it's 2-2. Center field right on the edge of sunlight and shadow. That's Caden Trinkle. But, well, again, Cameron Masterman, I'm watching him before the pitches. He is shielding his face with his bare hand. Pitch is swung on and missed, and out on strikes is Beer. Pitch down in the zone. Good movement to it. Strikeout for Royber is his sixth. One man down for Davison. De Los Santos, RBI double, his first time up. Again, Masterman in right field. His shadow is stretching directly behind him. First pitch swing. Ball hit on a line into center field. And that's a base hit. Caden Trinkle will come up with it. But Davison De Los Santos, two for two. RBI double and now a sharp single here in the fourth inning. So four base hits now for the Sod Poodles. They were really efficient in the first inning. Got a single, a walk, and then back-to-back RBI doubles. Driving home a total of three. One on and one man down. Nathan Castillo is the batter. Castillo takes down and away for a ball. And remember, we're talking about with George Brett. On this day, his 200th stolen base. That, of course, was not his forte. But he did something that only two other guys had ever done with that steal. Pitcher called strike, and it's 1-1. He had 300 home runs or more, 3,000 hits or more, and added 200 stolen bases. I mean, that's remarkable. 3,000 hits, 300 home runs, 200 steals or more, but those as minimums in those three categories. Pitch from Roiber, swing and a miss, 1-2. The only two other guys to have ever done that, if you don't think it's impressive, Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. If your name had, of course, George Brett, obviously one of the greats, his numbers not quite as impressive overall in that trio of numbers, but my goodness, only three guys ever at that time. I'd love to tell you the year, but I wrote it down incorrectly. Here's the pitch, and that bounces up there. Good stop by Shane McGuire, 2-2. Little leftover typo. I had 1939. I don't think so, yeah. But George Brett did it. Willie Mays and Hank Aaron had done it. And I can find, I was looking at the list. Let's ask it this way. Those three guys were the list. There's a swing and a miss, and that's a strikeout as Nathan Castillo chases up in the zone 95 miles an hour on the fastball. Seven strikeouts for Roiber. Here is J.J. D'Orazio. Since then, since George Brett joined Willie Mays and Hank Aaron with 200 steals, 300 homers, and 3,000 hits, has anybody else done it? If so, how many guys? And if you're really good, who? I would have had no clue, by the way, just so you know. Here is J.J. D'Orazio, pitched by Roiber, is a strike right down the chute, 0-1. One on, two out, bottom of the fourth inning. Hounds are good activity in the bullpen. This is a pitch count thing, I'm sure. And Jack Weisenberger, I think, will begin to throw. Pitch from Roiber, check swing. Boy, out of peel. That, did he go? Yeah, sure did. Not much doubt about that, 0-2. Good appeal. Yep, Jack Weisenberger will begin to warm. Not throwing with urgency, just getting loose. Set by Roiber, 0-2 count. Delivery swung on and missed, and he got him. And Jack can sit down for the moment. Well, Roiber Salinas strikes out the side. He struck out eight. So has Peter Solomon. But that first inning right now is the difference in this ballgame. No runs on a hit. No errors and a man left on. After four, the Village Car Wash score of our game remains Amarillo 3 and the Rockhounds 1.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tuesday evening baseball, the start of a very significant series. Rockhounds and Amarillo playing here through Sunday, six-game series. Amarillo with a two-game lead over the Hounds in the Texas League South and a 3-1 lead here in the opener of this series. Bob Hard's at Hodgetown, place they spell in capital letters. I have never quite understood why, but they do. And it is, well, it is a ballpark that has always been a tough place to play and to win. Hounds took 4 out of 6 in their first visit this season. Caden Trinkle stands in, takes a called strike from Peter Solomon. He's a guy with big league experience with the Astros and D-backs. In 21 and 23, respectively, swing and a miss. And Caden back in the count, 0-2 now. William Simonite and Saeed Valenzuela will follow. I think we'll get activity in the bullpen here below us. Boy, Roy Bersalinas, I know, gave up 3 runs in the first, but well, he's come back. He's matched Solomon in strikeouts with 8. A swing and a miss. Solomon now has 9 as Caden chased. But that will be a 2-3 putout. Pitch in the dirt. Strikeout in a 2-3 putout to open the 5th inning. So 9 strikeouts for Solomon. And Jack Weisenberger will again begin to warm for the Hounds. Tyler Baum will be the guardian on the home plate side. That is the actual home plate side. A little tapper, and he gets a baseball right there. So a little check swing foul ball, 0-1 to Simo. And Tyler Baum makes the play. Simo flew out to fairly deep center field his first time up. 3-1 Amarillo in the 5th inning. Pitch called strike outside corner, 0-2. Simo getting picked on there. Peter Solomon has been just really solid, as you would expect at the double-A level. Simo asking for time here. And has had his struggles at triple-A in the major leagues this season, but a guy who can certainly pitch at this level and perhaps the next two. Bouncer foul, and it's still 0-2. Kenny had the great short stint with Houston in 2021 of 1.29 ERA. Was back at AAA the following year with Sugarland. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-2, and just did not have the same success at a 5-plus ERA. Found himself eventually designated for assignment, his roster spot needed. Pitch, a check swing, did he go? He did not. 2-2 to William Simonite. Nobody on and one man down here in the 5th. Did that trivia answer for you as well. Stretch and pitch by Solomon. Strike 3 called at the knees, and Simo knew it. He's walking away. Well, that is strikeout number 10. When again, Salinas has struck out 8. A nasty breaking pitch. Got a better look at it on the replay. Again, the look we get from the side isn't real good. And boy, just from center field, that was just a nasty breaking pitch. So he Valenzuela swing, ooh, foul ball and a bounce. That got home plate umpire Steven Rios Jr. When he's going to step aside for a moment, going to get a new supply of baseballs. Wow, that ball went down and then back up and got Steven up in the mask. Athletic trainer from Amarillo will come out and visit with him. Yeah, boy, got him right on the jaw. So when he's talking to the trainer a little bit, the athletic trainer for Assad Poodles gets a pat on the shoulder to Steven, and his two compatriots come down to make sure he's okay. Steven from El Paso, Texas, behind home plate. Kellen Martin from Phoenix, Arizona at first base, and Mickey Smith from Aubrey, Texas at third. Yeah, they had a close-up of Steven. He's still kind of flexing that jaw. Boy, that was an unusual pop. Ground ball up the middle, but that'll be handled by the shortstop, Dusenak, on the move. Throws to first and got in. Inning will come to an end, 1-2-3. A good play by Dusenak back up the middle. Sharply hit ball by Valenzuela, but he is retired. So the Hounds go in order. We're midway through the ball game. I'm going to keep this here and owe you a trivia answer and want to take a quick look ahead at what's coming up as well at Rocky Town. When George Brett joined Willie Mays and Hank Aaron, the only 3 players ever with 200 steals, 300 home runs, 3,000 hits, has anyone joined that list since? I couldn't find a confirmation, but again, if you go to the stats site, the MLB stats site, doesn't take a whole lot of MIT-level experience. I could find only one other player who has since joined that group. That's how impressive that little group of stats is. 200 steals, 300 homers, and 3,000 hits. Mays, Aaron, Brett, and Alex Rodriguez. 3,115 hits, 696 home runs, and 329 stolen bases. That, I think, second only to Willie Mays in terms of the overall impressiveness on that list. Although Hank Aaron as well, of course, 755 home runs. He stole 240 bases. George Brett, by the way, 3,154 hits, 317 homers, 201 steals. So that's a tough trio of numbers, isn't it? My goodness. Found two other guys who came really, really close. Craig Biggio of the Astros missed by 9 home runs. He had better than 3,000 hits, 414 steals, 291 home runs. And how tough is that list to make? Ricky Henderson didn't get there. He had 3,055 hits. Of course, he had 1,400 steals, 297 home runs, missed it by 3 home runs. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, and Roybers Salinas faces Camden Duzenac, who made the nice play to end the top half of the inning, takes ball one. Jack Weisenberger warming. Roybers pitch is swung on, sent in the air to left field. This ball is going to get foul, up and out of play, so he, Valenzuela, will give it a look. One ball, one strike. So with Roiber, it's simply a question of how many pitches. And Jack is throwing hard right down below us. The bullpen is right below us. So in this pitch, we swing and a miss. And a 1-2 count. Ball and two strikes to Camden Duzenac. Salinas with his sign and his 1-2 pitch. Up high and in for a ball. 2-2. Last of the fifth, it's 3-1 Amarillo. Sodpool's 3 in the bottom of the first inning. Rockdown's got a run in the third. That's been it. Salinas with a pitch just outside for a ball. 3-2. There has been just one walk for each pitcher, although in Roiber's case that did turn into a run. That was a walk to Ivan Melendez. Stretch and pitch by Salinas. Ball popped in the air. May be playable. It is on the infield diamond. Drew Swift will, boy, make that catch. That got interesting. Kind of leaned back and gloved it. Pop out to third base. One man down in the fifth inning, and that'll bring up Tim Tawa. Top of the order, third time through, and up comes Bobby, so that's going to be it. So Jack Weisenberger will get the call. Well, for Roiber Salinas, statistically, the strikeout number obviously is really good. He struck out 8 batters in this game. He'll give up 3 runs in 5, actually 4 1/3, so the ERA number isn't great. But boy, in this ballpark, you can get on the ropes so easily, so quickly, and be absolutely just under it in this park, and we've seen it many, many times. But after giving up the 3 runs, he does not give up another. And again, those 3 runs coming in the first inning. So Salinas, after the RBI double from Davison De Los Santos, retires 10 of the last 11 he faces. So Roiber goes 4 innings and a third. It's a 4 base hits, 3 runs, they are all earned. Walked one batter, that did turn into a run, struck out 8. And Jack Weisenberger will relieve it. So right-hander on the mound for the Rockhounds in relief. Mr. Jack's numbers on the season for the Rockhounds. Again, since a long time away on the injured list, and just to have him back in pitching, boy, that is the really good news involved. Why is my cheat sheet missing for Rockhounds pitching? Thank you very much. Oh, I'm telling you, it's because I make fun of Hodgetown. And yeah, I know it is. Karma coming back and getting me here. Weisenberger, as mentioned, will face the top of the order. I will grab his numbers for you. Shuffled some papers incorrectly. Either that or there really is a gremlin in this booth and really doesn't like me any. can't blame him because they don't say anything nice about this place. At least not the broadcast part. Weisenberger to face Tim Tawa. First pitch swing foul straight back, 0-1. No balls and one strike. Caleb Roberts to follow. In the bottom of the fifth inning, a 3-1 ball game. Amarillo was mentioned with the 3 runs in the first inning. Jack making his 8th appearance. His 7th as a starter. He pitched 1 inning as an opener. Pitched down low for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. In his first 8 and 2/3 innings, he has a save. 5 hits, 2 runs, both earned. 8 walks. That's the only thing that's gotten him into trouble. And 10 strikeouts. But again, he's just getting back to full game form. Delivery, and now it's a strike right down the chute. 1-2. And Tim Tawa will ask for his time. Tawa, a strikeout in the first inning. He flew out to center field in the second, 0-2. 255, 20 home runs, 15 of the 20 coming here, and 69 runs batted in. Nobody on, one man down, stretched by Weisenberger. Jack with a pitch, and that is a chopper. Weisenberger will make the play, throws to first for the out. One man down, the bouncer by Tim Tawa handled by the Hounds right-hander, and Caleb Roberts will be the batter. Bounced out on a really good play and a run-saving play in retrospect by Cooper Bowman in the first inning. Cooper, and when we sit, if you sit in this chair and look straight out, you're looking at the edge of the right field grass and the dirt, the infield of dirt, and my goodness, Cooper was coming right at us, made a diving play at a beauty. Called strike 0-1 to Caleb Roberts. That was followed after Cooper's play, which was the second out of the inning. That was followed with a single, a walk, and a pair of run-producing doubles. And he saved a run. 0-1 count. Roberts waits. Pitch down and in. 1 ball, 1 strike. Jack made a couple of appearances, 3 actually, with the Arizona Complex League A's before rejoining the Rockhounds, where he spent last season. There's a swing and a miss, boy. Good life on that fastball, 93. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 0-1 the season on the Hounds roster, but was already on the injured list. That was expanded to 60 days. And then he made his comeback. Here's a swing and a miss, and out on strikes is Caleb Roberts. So Jack Weisenberger, a couple of outs here, a 1-2-3 inning, with Roiber Salinas getting the first batter and Jack Weisenberger out of the bullpen getting the next two. So we will go to the top of the sixth. We'll give you totals in this ballgame in a couple of moments after 5 complete. We're at Hodgetown in the Panhandle in Amarillo, and our Village Car Wash score, the Sod Poodles 3 and the Rockhounds 1.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
A 3-run first inning, the difference. Amarillo 3, Rockhounds 1. Go to the top half of the sixth. Peter Solomon back to work. He'll face the top of the order third time through. So Solomon going back to the mound to face Cooper Bowman, Drew Swift, and Max Muncy here in the Rockhounds sixth inning. Our totals in this game through 5. The Sod Poodles a 3-run bottom half of the first inning. He did it all with 2 men down in the inning and back to 2-out rally. Rockhounds 1 run on 2 base hits. Amarillo 3 runs on 4 hits. Game has been errorless. Couple of really good plays. Cooper takes down low for a ball, 1-0. 1-2-0 for the Hounds, 3-4-0 for Amarillo. Tons of strikeouts in this game. Solomon has 10 whiffs in 5 innings and finds a strike at the outside corner at the knees to Cooper, 1-1. Cooper Bowman, a strikeout to start the game, but a double and a run scored in the third. Drew Swift, who drove him in, is on deck. Cooper takes his swing, or did he? They appeal. Yep, he went. And it's 1-2. Multi-strike count. Again, coming into this game, Amarillo leads the Rockhounds by 2, Frisco by 3 in the Texas League South. There are 18 games remaining. So this series for the Rockhounds will absolutely define the race. Swinging a high pop foul out of play. Going to clank, I think, right above us. It's really basic, and again, we'll not even bother with one team going crazy and winning 5 or 6 games. That could certainly happen, don't get me wrong, but stick with kind of basic, more likely outcomes as Cooper takes low. If Amarillo wins the series 4-2, the Hounds would be on the very brink. Logically done, and mathematically not quite. Bouncer foul. Boy, this one, another foul ball back, and I think that got, it did get Steven Rios again. With Steven with a kind of a wry smile on his face. My gosh. That's twice in this game. A ball has been fouled straight down and then diagonally bouncing right back up and getting Steven Rios Jr. right in the mask and in the jaw. There's a swing and a line drive in the center. A base hit. Cooper Bowman really good at that. 2-2 pitch, and he lined it back up the middle. He fouled off a couple of two-strike pitches, then lined it back up the middle. Leadoff man on here in the top of the sixth inning. And here's Drew Swift. Well, Hounds have 3 hits. Cooper has 2. Drew has the other. If the team split the 6 games, then the Hounds would certainly be in it. 2 games back, a dozen to go. Drew looks to bunt, but draws the bat back. Did he take? This is a strike? I don't think so. Nope. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. And if the Hounds can win 4 out of 6 in this series, then it certainly won't be easy. Not at all. But if they do, then they would be tied with the Sod Boogles going into the last dozen games of the season. Pitch up on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Rockhounds will have San Antonio at home and Wichita, the second half leaders in the north, on the road. Rough way to finish. Turn and toss to first by Solomon. Bowman is back. Amarillo hosting the Hounds here, of course. They will travel to Arkansas, and boy, the Travelers have really been struggling. And they finish through the Sod Boodles here against Frisco. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-1. 18 to go, including tonight. So by the time the Hounds board the bus on Sunday, going to be pretty easily defined whether or not they are in the race or not. If so, how much in the race? A swing and a foul back, 2-2. Again, a split of the series, and you're 2 games out with 12 to go. You'd obviously rather be the team with a 2-game lead, but certainly doable. And it'll be interesting to see how Frisco and Corpus Christi fare this week at the beach. A swing and a foul back. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. I'm sorry, that is at Frisco. Sure, that's at Frisco. I beg your pardon. Rough Riders hosting the Hooks this week, Northwest Arkansas next. And then they will come here to finish it. 2-2, second time, Drew Swift waits, pitch on the way, and that is up high, ball 3, full count. Well, now let's see how brave the Hounds are. Is Bowman running? 3-2, nobody out. Top of the sixth, 3-1 Amarillo. Cooper the lead, he is not running, pitch to Swift, nope, it's inside, ball 4. Not by much, but apparently it missed. So it's 2-1 and nobody out. That'll bring up Max Muncy. Now, Max has had no fun whatsoever against the veteran right-hander, Peter Solomon. He struck out twice. Frisco is leading Corpus Christi early in that game, 2-0 at Riders Field. Boy, Tulsa and Arkansas are playing, and they are still both above 500. But, my, they have struggled. Tulsa since the end of the first half and Arkansas over the last few weeks. Muncie with a bunt attempt, and it hit him. I think it may have hit the batter. I think it's a foul ball. Yeah, it's deemed a foul ball. So we got Max, who was in the batter's box, so he is just an 0-1 count. Oh, we get a great look at it here. It bounced up and maybe deflected off Max, so it's just a foul ball. 0-1 count, first and second. Nobody down. Muncie swings away. Sends a ball in the left field. This is well struck. That's got a chance. That's over the base of the wall. That's going to drive home one. That's going to drive home two, I believe. Throw from shallow left center field. Throw at the plate. Goose Swift scores. Tie game. Max Muncie on an 0-1 pitch drives a double to the base of the wall in left center field. The Hounds have tied this ball game. Boy, Max with an absolute laser. Bowman scored with ease with that great speed. And the ball just again kicked away a little bit. And that allowed Drew to come around to score. And Max Muncie, boy, who needs a sacrifice bunt? Instead, he ties the game with a two-run double. So it is now a 3-3 tie. Runner in scoring position, nobody out. First pitch, swing, base hit up the middle for Lázaro Armenteros. And that's going to score Max. And the Rockhounds lead it 4-3. Lázaro, first pitch swing, drove that thing right back up the middle, and that's a base hit, and the Rockhounds are on top. Boy, walk followed the single. Double by Muncie brings home a run. Lázaro brings Max across. And so now it is a 4-3 game with the Rockhounds on top. That's going to bring a visit to the mound from the catcher J.J. D'Orazio. Batter will be Cameron Masterman. Boy, and again, now the Rockhounds have busted through here offensively in the sixth. But again, look in retrospect where we are, Hodgetown. Ballpark that is absolutely legendary already for being hitter-friendly and a tough place to play. Roiber Salinas gave up three runs in the first inning but did not give up another run. Pitch bounces to the plate, and it's 1-0. Good stop by D'Orazio. That keeps Lázaro Armenteros at first base. Cameron Masterman is 0-2. Struck out in the second, blew out to deep center field to the track in the fourth inning. Now it's 4-3 Hounds, tossed to first by Solomon. Cooper Bowman, leadoff single and a 2-2 pitch. Drew Swift coached a 3-2 walk. Max Muncie, an 0-1 double. Here's a swing, and that ball hit out towards second. Pivot to second, one on to first, and a double play, 4-6-3. Well, that's a much-needed double play. Ball was sharply enough hit to Tawa Dusanak, and then DeSantos turned the 4-6-3. So, bases are very quickly emptied. There are now two down in the inning, and the batter is Shane McGuire. And that may be it. Yep, going to go to the bullpen here. Visits to the mound, so Peter Solomon pitches into the sixth. But he will depart with a 4-3 disadvantage. All four runs, or three or four rather, coming in the sixth inning. So Peter Solomon's day is done. We'll check the man out of the bullpen for the Sod Poodles. Big double play there, getting the first two outs of the inning. So Amarillo going to the bullpen, and we have seen multiple times, I do believe, got Jake Rice on the pitch. He's a left-hander. So Jake Rice out of the Amarillo bullpen in the sixth inning with nobody on and two men down. Jack Weisenberger now becomes a pitcher of record for the Rockhounds. But again, go back and look at Roiber. Salinas in this ballgame gave up the two runs, actually three, the two RBI singles, all the two outs in the first inning. So the Sod Poodles rocking and rolling a little bit in the first inning, took a 3-0 lead. But Roiber retired the next eight batters that he faced, and he would retire 10 of the last 11 overall that he faced in this ball game. and double-check those numbers. But he gave up just one base hit after that RBI double in the first inning and no more runs. He said, if you can keep the Sod Poodles off the board, Cooper Bowman made a run-saving play in the first inning, as it turns out, and Salinas settles in, strikes out eight before he is done. He gave up the three, but that was it, at least for the time being, and it's 4-3 Rockhounds. So a couple of really important things if you can get them done in this ballpark, and what a rebound after a tough inning at Hodgetown, not easy at all. Shane McGuire, the batter, the bases are empty, two men down. Shane robbed of a base hit, brilliant catch by A.J. Vukovic in center field in the second, struck out looking in the fourth, and takes, woo, up in and back to the screen for ball one, one ball, no strikes. Jake Rice out of the bullpen for the Sod Poodles, left-hander. With that first and a little bit too much oomph, this pitch inside corner called strike, one ball and one strike. Jake Rice making his 36th appearance. He's 5-0, but with a 7.5 ERA, 7.57, delivers down and in for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Bases on balls have been the issue. 35 and two-thirds. He's given up only 27 base hits, so he's tough to hit. Bouncer wide at first base, count two balls, two strikes. 30 walks against 53 strikeouts. So, again, opposition hits just 206 against him and strikes out well over a batter an inning, almost a batter and a half per inning. So the walks are the only issue. Left-hander set, 2-2 count to Shane. McGuire bounces one toward the mound, and Rice will make the play. He throws in time, low throw, handled by De Los Santos, and the inning is over. But the Rockhounds get three runs on a walk and three base hits, no errors, and nobody left after the double play. So we go to the bottom of the sixth, and the Rockhounds have taken the lead here in Amarillo. Village Car Wash score of the game to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rockhounds 4, Sod Poodles 3.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinnamon Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Rockhounds 4 and the Sod Poodles 3. Jack Weisenberger going back to the mound. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. It's a little road to the show here as well. I am still baffled. I have other ways, of course, to do it, but I honestly do have a Rockhounds pitcher's stat sheet here, and I looked the entire commercial break, can't find it. Somebody swiped it. See, it's because I make fun of the broadcast booth. You're in Hodgetown, I'm sure. But Jack goes back, and he will face in this inning the heart of the order. A.J. Vukovic will lead it off. Then Ivan Melendez and Seth Beer. That's about as... not as challenging a trio as I think you will find in this league. It's a really, three really good hitters. Vukovic will lead it off. Takes just down low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Melendez, of course, one of the top power prospects in all of baseball. And Seth Beer, a guy who's been around a bunch. Vukovic, one for two. Single, a stolen base, and a run scored in the first inning. Takes down low, ball two. 2-0 from Jack Weisenberger. Who Vukovich with those 20 home runs, 86 driven in. One of the top run producers and power guys in the league. Takes inside. That's ball three, 3-0. So after the Hounds get a three spot in the last half inning, top of the sixth, last thing you want to do, of course, give it right back. And give the Sod Poodles an opportunity here. Vukovich with a 3-0 count. One would think he's got the green light here. He takes, called strike, 3-1. Quick road to the show. I don't know if you saw this, but boy, a young man named Ty Pete, drafted by the Mariners in this year's free agent draft, July draft. Now, bouncer out towards short. Muncy going to have to hurry. Max makes the play. Off balance throw, got him. Good play from Max Muncy. Just a perplexing little bouncer. It took its time getting to Max, but after a 3-0 count on the 3-1 pitch, Vukovic bounces out. Max Muncy, a good play, one away for Ivan Melendez. Ty Pete, in his first two home runs, he has been up with the Modesto Nuts only very briefly. He's only 18 years of age. Swinging a foul straight back. 0-1 to Melendez. Ivan with a walk and a run scored in the first inning. Bounced out to shortstop in the third. Well, Ty Pete hit his first two home runs as a pro a couple of nights ago for Modesto in a 13-12 extra inning win over the San Jose Giants. The pitch fouled straight back, and it's 0-2 to the very dangerous Ivan Melendez. That's pretty cool. You hit your first two home runs in one game as a pro, 18 years of age. He was in the Arizona Complex League and then got promoted to single-A Modesto. And that much is cool. A couple of home runs in one game. Your first two pro home runs. But there was a little more with Ty Pete. Pitch swung on, and that ball hit in the air to left field toward the corner. And that ball is going to get down a base hit. Rounding first on his way to second. Melendez, stand-up double. Tying run is in scoring position. And that was an 0-2 pitch. So down the line into the corner. And just that quickly, Sod Poodles now with a runner in scoring position. Got a second look at that pitch. Boy, that was down in the zone. Melendez just went down and flat got it. Well, that's just a tough out right there. That was not a bad pitch at all. So on an 0-2, the double by Melendez. Here's Seth Beer as a two-run double and a strikeout of the game. 4-3 Hounds, but a runner in scoring position and one man down. Weisenberger delivers down and in for a ball, 1-0. Well, the thing about those two home runs from Ty Pete, hit them both in the same game. Going to get a visit to the mound here. The infield, I think, is going to, most of it anyway, going to visit. Second, third, short, and the battery. William Simonite is the first baseman. He's been in enough of these conversations. He doesn't need to be there, he thinks. Simo, of course, catches a full bunch. Quick conversation. Well, Ty Pete's home run, his first one in that game, came with the bases loaded. That would be a grand slam. His second home run as a pro, same game, came with the bases loaded. Ty Pete, first two home runs of his pro career, Mariners prospect and a very, very good prospect. Two grand slams in one game. And by the way, that's 8 RBIs. Fastball misses maybe inside to Seth Beer. Two balls, no strikes. Dangerous count. Again, this is a veteran hitter. 274, 8 home runs, 41 driven in. But the guy has been around. Former very high Astros prospect. 2-0 pitch from Weisenberger. Swing and a miss. Challenge him with a fastball in. Two balls, one strike to count. Davis and De Los Santos, who has been red hot. He's 2-for-2 in this game, waiting on deck. 4-3 Hounds, but a runner in scoring position. Ivan Melendez, one down in the sixth. Weisenberger set, delivers, and that's bounced foul. The count squares at two balls and two strikes. I do a follow-up edition on it, but sorry to see that Josh Donaldson, former Rockhound and former American League MVP, released and taken off the Yankees roster today. Boy, it's been a struggle for Josh with injuries a lot of the time. Here's the stretch of the 2-2 pitch. Got him on the inside corner, called third strike. And Beer will simply walk away. He's barking a little bit, but he's out on strikes. Two men down. Now Davis and De Los Santos Well, he has been hot in this game, and he's been very aggressive. Doubled on an 0-1 pitch in the first inning, singled on the first pitch he saw in the fourth. That was the only hit Roybal Salinas gave up after De Los Santos' double in the first. Check swing, didn't mean to. Foul ball away, it's 0-1. Sky, a beautiful pale evening blue. Stadium lights taking effect. The wind has gone away entirely. And that's, of course, very unusual back home at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Very unusual here at Hodgetown as well. But it is a perfect evening. 80 degrees, no wind. 80. Amazing. Jack Weisberger's pitch, ground ball, right side. Cooper's got it. Throws to first base, and the inning is over. So the double with one out on a really good swing by Melendez goes by the boards. No runs on a base hit. No errors and a man left on base. Well, we've played six in the opener of a really important series at a really scary venue. And the Rockhounds have the lead. Six complete. Village Car Wash score of our game. Rockhounds 4 and the Admiral Assad Poodles 3.
The official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
To the top of the seventh we go. Caden Trinkle leads it off, bottom third of the order against the left-hander Jake Rice. First pitch swing is a pop-up over toward third base. And there to make the play is Melendez. One pitch, one swing, a pop out to third and one man down here at the top of the stretch inning. Grant Holman has begun to warm for the Rockhounds right down below us in the bullpen, which is situated between the foul line in the right field and the stands. William Simonite, the batter. Simo is 0 for 2. He is struck out and flown out to center field. 4-3 Hounds in the seventh inning. Pitch maybe a bit outside again. Inside, outside, just tough to tell from this particular vantage point. One ball, no strikes. Simo waits, stretch and pitch from Rice. A swing and a miss. Count squares at 1-1. Saheed Valenzuela on deck. Cooper Bowman would be fourth in the inning for the Hounds. Simon I. waits, takes. It's up high for a ball, and the count goes two balls, one strike. The left-hander set does Rice. The delivery is down and away, and the check swing, and this time, nope, did not go. So a 3-1 count. Rice delivers it up outside for a ball. We mentioned last inning, Rice has really impressive numbers in terms of hits allowed and strikeouts recorded. The only thing that is not what you'd like is bases on balls. He walks a batter there, so Simo is on. That's 31 walks in, including this game, 36 in the third innings. But he struck out 53 and has allowed only 27 hits. And Saheed, a swing and a miss as Valenzuela comes up empty. 0-1. Saheed, a good series against Frisco. takes. Up and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. A very solid, really solid over his last 31 games coming in. Hitting 281. Switch hitter takes. It's called strike out there inside corner. One ball, two strikes. A great close-up on the camera work here on Saeed on the face and boy, the eyes. And he was determined and then took a strike. The delivery swung on and fouled straight back. Count stays one and two. One man on, one man out. We're in the top of the seventh. It's 4-3 Rockhounds. Again, it looks like Grant Holman will come on in the bottom of the seventh inning. Saeed sends a hard hit ball. Knight got past the shortstop, Duznak, into left field. And coming for third is Simonite. The throw's got a chance. Nope, he beat it. That is really aggressive running. And down to second goes Saeed. We'll see how that will be scored. Boy, that was a hard hit ball. I would think that might be a base hit. Yep, it will be. Base hit for Saeed Valenzuela. And to third comes William Simonite. So second and third now, one man down. That's good hustle by both guys. And obviously, that's got to be, it was Bobby Crosby, I'm sure, who was waving Simon to third base. But boy, he had to make that turn in a hurry. The ball was slowed down a little bit by shortstop Duznak. Pitch right down the middle, perhaps. It might have been outside, tough to tell, to Cooper. Ball 1-1-0. Bowman, 2-for-3. Struck out in the first. Doubled and scored in the third. Singled and scored in the sixth. And swinging a foul away in the count. Now one ball and one strike. Duznak got a piece of that sharply hit ball by Valenzuela. So it slowed its path down a little bit in terms of getting to the left fielder, Roberts. And that enabled Simo to get to third. A pitch just down and away, ball 2-2-1. And on the throw to third base, so he hustled down to second. So it's second and third, one man down, and a 2-1 count to Cooper. Pitch to Bowman, a swing and a miss. Well, that's good old-fashioned country hardball right there. Fastball up, swing and a miss, 2-2. Deep breath for the right-handed hitter, and he stands back in. Cooper waits, second and third of the runners. Pitch swung on, hard hit ball down the line. It's a fair ball down on the field corner. Cooper Bowman, third hit of this game. He's going to drive home a pair. He'll come to second sliding. Cooper Bowman, helmet goes flying. He's safe at second. Hounds lead at 6-3 in the seventh inning. Cooper Bowman has scored two and driven in two more. He has a pair of doubles and a single in this ballgame. And again, Jake Rice doesn't give up many hits. That went straight down the left field line. So two runs on two hits and a walk for Rice. And now a visit to the mound, and that's going to be it. So Jake Rice's day is done. Boy, Cooper Bowman, and again, I almost started to say it, and then he swung at a pitch back in the third inning. He is... had a slow start of it since returning from the injured list this second time. But boy, not in this ballgame. He's got three base hits, and they have been huge. So Jake Rice will go a total of two-thirds of an inning. He gives up two base hits, two runs. He's responsible for Cooper Bowman on base. Walked one, did not strike out a batter. And the new pitcher will be Taylor Rashi, R-A-S-H-I. Taylor Rashi will inherit a runner in scoring position. And the batter will be Drew Swift. Drew Swift has been big in this ballgame. In fact, the top third of the order. Been outstanding. Cooper Bowman is 3-for-4, two doubles, two runs, two ribbies. Drew Swift is 1-for-2, an RBI single, a walk, and a run scored. And Max Muncy is 1-for-3. The one was a two-run double, and he scored a run. Well, the Hounds, let's see if the man in the bullpen is going to change here. Scenario has changed a little bit. Not still Grant, still Grant Holman. So it's one on, two runs across, one man down, and the batter is Drew Swift. Taylor Rashi to face him, right-hander. Rashi making just his fourth appearance, has been very solid, a 2.25 ERA. His first three appearances with the Sod Poodles. So here's Rashi. Here's Drew Swift, and he will bluff and send the runner back to second. Not a bad idea. Again, Cooper, a guy who, well, he's been thrown out a couple of times trying to steal third against Frisco, but again, he will steal third from time to time, and that would put him there with less than two out. Pitch, a called strike, just got there to Drew Swift at the knees. Well, that is your classic borderline strike. Just got there. Four innings, three base hits, no walks, four strikeouts. So the sample size is small, but the results have been very good for Taylor Rashi so far at Double A. Pitch to Drew, popped down away up and over the press box roof out of play, 0-2. And Max Muncy on deck. So the Hounds now a 6-3 advantage in the seventh inning. Grant Holman continues to stay loose in the bullpen right down below us. 0-2 count to Drew Swift, right-handed hitter at 280. And we'll have bumped up a little bit in this game. Up now to 282, pitch to Drew, called third strike, and it looked pretty good right down the middle. So Taylor Rashi, a three-pitch strikeout. So Drew now 1-for-3 with the RBI single, a walk, and a run scored. Two down in the inning. And now here's Max Muncy. Max struck out swinging in the first, looking in the third, and then doubled, driving in two runs and scored a run in the three-run sixth. In that inning, the Hounds took a 4-3 lead. They've advanced it now to 6-3. Rashi's pitch, strike called, 0-1 to Max. Right-handed hitter, 1-for-3. Set by Rashi. Bowman takes the lead off second base. Gets a long look from Rashi. Now turns. When did he get that off? Boy, I don't know. Had a pitch clock violation? I guess he stepped away. Wow, clock had just ticked down, but he stepped away. It's one way to beat the clock. It's ticking down again to 4 and now to 3. Comes set. Boy, just got it off, and it's a strike after all of that. So 2. This is one ballpark. Well, see, now I found a second thing I like about Hodgetown. We can see the pitch clock from here, and it's very much in view. It's tough to keep an eye on it in most ballparks and watch the pitch. There's a swing and a foul back. But since, again, I'm looking right at the right-handed hitter from the first base side, and behind him, the edge of the third base dugout is the pitch clock, so it's interesting to see where Rashi really flirted with it a couple of times. See, two things I like about Hodgetown. We've just doubled the output. Here's the 0-2 stretch. Rashi with a pitch. Got him. Called third strike outside corner, so Max has a kind of a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Muncy night. He has a hat trick, but he also has a two-run double. Really good job by Taylor Rashi. Comes out of the bullpen with a runner in scoring position and one man down, and that's all of the damage. But it is two runs across for the Rockhounds and a two-run double by Cooper Bowman. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and Cooper stranded at second base. So a little non-Googleable trivia. We're at seventh inning stretch. We're in Amarillo. And boy, it's Hodgetown, so there is a long, long, long way to go. Seventh inning stretch, Village Car Wash score, Rockhound 6 and Amarillo 3.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink,
easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right-hander Grant Holman on to pitch as we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Rockdown 6, Amarillo 3. And it's a long, long way from here to there. We shall see what unfolds. How about some non-Googleable for you? It was on this date, 1939. Now, actually, NationalPastime.com listed this game one day earlier as well. But that's okay. It was 1939. And the bottom line about it is, it was the first ever televised game. Reds and Dodgers. And we will ask you a quick question on it coming up. Nathan Castillo takes a strike from right-hander Grant Holman. 0-1 to count. Jack Weisenberger, an inning and two-thirds, one hit, two strikeouts. Bottom third of the order. Castillo a swing and a foul tip. And the count goes 0-2. Hounds had the bottom third of the order in the seventh inning and came up with a couple. Nathan Castillo, two strikeouts against Roiber Salinas. Pitch on the way, drops down low. Count goes 1-2 two strikes. J.J. D'Orazio on deck, and then Camden Duzenac. Grant with a 6.12 earned run average, but again, that number I don't think really reflects the talent. Right-hander set, and he delivers. This ball is hit high and deep to left field. And my goodness, welcome to Hodgetown, long gone. Solo home run. Nathan Castillo just that quickly in his 6-4. Boy, that ball just jumped out of here. And is not deep at all where he hit the ball, but he hit it really well. That was a line shot. Boy, and a couple of really big swings of the bat for the Sod Poodles in this game with two strikes in the count. That was a 1-2 pitch. And Castillo drove it out. Now, again, we're talking about Hodgetown home runs for the Sod Poodles. That's 16 home runs on the year for Nathan Castillo. 13 of them in this ballpark. He has three on the road. Swing and a miss, J.J. D'Orazio. And they hit two-thirds of their home runs as a team, and this the lineup tonight hits 73% of its home runs in this ballpark. Ground ball, right side, base hit. Look out now. Base hit for D'Orazio. And that's what I'm talking about this ballpark. Boy, just something about it. So for Grant Holman, solo home run and now base hit. Tying run is at the plate. Camden Duzenac, the batter. He has struck out and popped out to third. Duzenac, right-handed hitter. Hitting number 9, but he's batting 337. He was coming in. He's 0-2. Pitch misses from Grant. 1-0, no strikes. But just that quickly, Riders, if you listen to me, still back at the last series. The Sod Poodles had the tying run at home plate. Duzenac waits. Pitch by Holman. Misses down the way. 2-0, no strikes. 2-0. Castillo's home run, he is 16th, as mentioned, 13th in this ballpark, 57 runs batted in. Sod Poodles almost always in their very short history have very good offensive numbers. Stretch by Holman, 2-0 pitch, up high, ball 3. Boy, Grant is in a real jam now. Top of the order on deck. And, of course, this being the home field for the Sod Poodles. This is their 58th home game. Pitch, and that'll get their called strike. Obviously, they have great confidence playing here. And they know that feeling of getting something going offensively and just not letting up on the gas pedal. Here's the pitch from Holman, and that's up high, and that's ball 4. And, boy, this is dicey now. Tying runs are on base. So first and second, nobody out. Tintawa, top of the order. So Hounds 6, Amarillo 4. All of a sudden that lead is in some big-time jeopardy as Tawa stands in. Tim 0 for 3. But he has 20 home runs, and he's driven in 69. Holman set, runners their leads. Pitch to Tawa right there for a called strike, 0-1. On this date, first ever televised baseball game. Now what do we have? I think maybe something got off the berm, or home plate umpire is pointing. Don't know that any of the outfielders can see what is being pointed at. Ken Trinkle looking around, Cameron Masterman looking around. Home plate umpire standing about 25 feet up the line, and they see something. Don't know what it is they see that's on the field. Well, this is a first. Neither outfielder can see what the home plate umpire is talking about. What do we have? I think Steven is telling the battery whatever he sees. Now he's calling over Mikey Smith. Mickey Smith. So what are they looking at? They're looking down the right field line. Now some of the bullpen guys are looking. And I don't know if it's something, I'm guessing it's something beyond the ballpark. Now some of the relievers pointing. So yeah, now they're seeing what it is. Nothing on the grass. There is something, I don't know, maybe that might be a pointer. Something as simple as that. I'm not sure what, but the umpires are looking, and now conversation dispersed. Folks here are looking, everybody's looking, and I don't know if anybody knows what the issue was, but boy, Steven saw something. Steven Rios Jr., our crew chief and home plate umpire. Yeah, apparently we're okay now. So it is first and second, nobody out for the Sod Poodles, and an 0-1 count to Tim Tawa. Top of the order, 6-4 ball game. Swinging a high pop-up. This is playable foul ground for Drew Swift, and he's got it. Tim Tawa pops out. Wow, Corey Hilburn, thank you very much. Man, that is good stuff. There was a drone flying above the ground in right field. That, you know, that might be a delay. That might not be the last time we see that. Corey Hilburn is the manager of media relations here. He's in the next booth over. He was kind enough to help me out with that. A drone. Wow, that's a first. Here's Caleb Roberts now. Two on, one man down on the pop-out. Pitch in the dirt. Good block by Shane McGuire. One ball, no strikes. So with the drone having interrupted everything, including trivia, we'll put that on the back burner for a moment. Nathan Castillo, a homer to open the inning. Single by J.J. D'Orazio, a walk to Camden Dusenak, and a foul out, Tim Tawa. Two on, one out. Pitch swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. Caleb Roberts 0 for 3, a bounce out on a very good play by Cooper Bowman back in the first, a strikeout and a bounce out on a play by William Simonite. Grant Holman in a jam. 1-1 count. Roberts waits. Pitch swung on. Foul back. 1-2. A.J. Vukovic on deck. One of the league's absolute best run producers. And Ivan Melendez in the hole. And he is one of the most dangerous power guys in this league and in minor league baseball, period. Two on, one man down. 6-4 Hounds. Grant Holman comes set. Caleb Roberts waits. 1-2 pitch. Chop toward first base. William Simonite will make the play. Underhands to Grant for the out. But it's second and third. Tying runs in scoring position. 3-1 put out. There was no possible put out anywhere else. So, wow. You come to a crossroads here at Hodgetown. Second and third. Two men out. Two-run lead for the Hounds. And A.J. Vukovic, he of the 86 runs batted in, is at the plate. Steven Rios Jr. going to dust off the dish. Vukovic in this game is 1-for-3, single and a steal. He scored a run back in the first. Strikeout and a bounce out of a good play by Max Muncy. Pitch down low, 1-0. So this now really lead is hanging by a thread. It's 6-4 with second and third, two men out. And a very good run producer at the plate. Grant Holman comes set. Grant kicks and comes to the plate. Holds up, down and away. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0. Vukovic does have a high strikeout total, but again, a lot of production. J.J. D'Orazio is at third base. Camden Dusenak on at second. 2-0 stretch. Dangerous pitch here. Delivery to Vukovic misses. That's ball three. And remember, Melendez is on deck. Vukovic, one would think, if you're swinging here, it has to be an absolute ideal pitch. Rock Hounds will get Calvin Coker warming in the bullpen now. Here's a stretch by Grant. It's down and away, and they are loaded for Ivan Melendez. And, man, that's as uncomfortable as it gets. Melendez, tremendous power. And, again, talking about home runs, home and road for this team. Here comes Chris Smith out for a visit. Melendez has a dozen home runs since joining the Sod Poodles, 10 of them in this park. On this date, first ever televised big league game, Reds and Dodgers, doubleheader. We mentioned it the other day. NationalPastime.com has mentioned it twice recently, for some reason on different dates. What company sponsored the first ever telecast of a big league game? Was it the People's Hardware Store, Wheaties, the Ford Motor Company, or the Miller Field Diner? Who sponsored the first ever telecast of a big league baseball game? The People's Hardware Store, Wheaties, the Ford Motor Company, or the Miller Field Diner? I'll give you a moment on that. Melendez stands in, and my goodness. Pass the Rolaids. First pitch, down and away, ball one. Boy, this is a dicey feeling right here. Bases full. Two men down. 6-4 Hounds. Bottom of the seventh. 1-0 to Melendez. Stretch by Grant. Pitch takes flight. Just outside ball two. Boy, now you're in a spot you just flat can't get into. It is 2-0 to a tremendously powerful hitter. Former, of course, O.C. Wrangler went to Odessa College, did Ivan. Right-handed hitter really waves that bat over the shoulder as he waits. Stretch and pitch by Holman, and that's a strike, and the count goes 2-1. Last of the seventh inning. Melendez wheels the bat around one time. Holman looks in, has the sign. Bases are full. Two men are out. Stretch, kick and pitch by Holman. Popped foul out of play. Now 2-2. We're getting the beautiful backdrop here. Okay, third thing I like about this press box, the backdrop of downtown Amarillo at this time of the evening. And the drama at Hodgetown. Count 2-2. Bases full. Melendez waits. Stretch, kick and pitch by Holman. Foul back. We'll do it again on 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Again, Nathan Castillo opened the inning with a line drive home run. Single by D'Orazio, a walk to Camden Dusenak. Two outs, then a walk to Vukovic. Bases loaded. Ivan Melendez waits. 2-2 count. Holman's pitch. Swung on and missed. He got him. Grant Holman will walk to the dugout with a huge strikeout. Ivan Melendez out on strikes. One run. Two hits, no errors, two walks, and three men left on base. And so we are bound for the top half of the eighth. And, boy, it is now allowable to exhale. We'll give you our trivia, give you the totals here in a moment. And after seven complete, Sod Poodles chop into the lead a little bit. But, boy, it might have been much more. Village Car Wash score, Rock Hound 6 and the Sod Poodles 4.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Well, we played seven. Each team has seven hits. Rockhounds lead by the score of 6-4 to the top of the eighth. And very, very big series beginning here this evening in the Panhandle. Lazaro Armenteros leads it off, and we go to the top of the eighth, and the first pitch, swing and a miss. It's Adarashi, outstanding upon entry, and it's a strike here to Lazaro Armenteros. Struck out both Drew Swift and Max Muncy looking. And both teams getting out of any further damage in the seventh inning. Both teams on the board in the seventh. Pitch to Lazaro, skips down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. First of six. Amarillo leads the Rockhounds by two games in the Texas League South. Here's the 1-1. Just down and away, two balls, one strike. Frisco three games back. They are still very much right there, are the Rough Riders, thanks to their gaining a split of the series at Momentum Bank Ballpark, concluded Sunday. Swing and a miss by Lazaro. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Lazaro. Cameron Masterman, Shane McGuire to follow. Eighth inning. Pitch by Rashi up high for a ball. The count goes 3-1. Amarillo three in the bottom of the first inning. RBI two-run double by Seth Beer. RBI double by Davison De Los Santos. Cooper Bowman a double. Drew Swift an RBI single to get the Hounds on the board. Pitch down and away. And after all that, Lazaro draws a walk. One on, nobody down for Cameron Masterman. That one came in the third inning and made it a 3-1 game. The Rockhounds, again with Roiber Salinas, doing a really nice job after those first three runs. Hounds scored three in the sixth. A Bowman single, a Drew Swift walk, a Max Muncy two-run double, and Lazaro an RBI single. And that put the Hounds on top 4-3. Pitch down and away. Ball one to Cameron. And then in the seventh inning, a walk to William Simonite, a base hit by Saeed Valenzuela, and a two-run double by Cooper Bowman. Cooper, a three-hit night. Armenteros the lead. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back by Masterman to count to Cameron. One ball, one strike. One on and nobody down. Eighth inning. One more quick run through on our trivia possibilities and answer that for you and get that out of the way. Got crunch time going here as the sky darkens at Hodgetown. Little sunset off to the left of us. A swing and a miss. Count 1-2. Really is a cool setting. You have the skyline of downtown Amarillo. There isn't a ton to it, but there is some. And then you got the sunset behind it. Very nice with the bright lights here at Hodgetown. 1-2. Runner takes a lead to Lazaro and draws a throw over from the right-hander. The sponsor of the first ever televised big league game, what was it? The People's Hardware Store, Wheaties, the Ford Motor Company, or the Miller Field Diner. 1-2 stretch. Delivery just a bit high. Count 2-2. Okay, hardware, Wheaties, Ford, for the diner. It was one of them. Dodgers and Reds at Ebbets Field. A doubleheader, in fact, was broadcast. Talked about it Sunday. 2-2 pitch. Boy, just that from here, I'd be guessing. I'm guessing outside. 3-2 to count. Lazaro, the base runner, does he go? Rashi comes set. Not running. Pitch. Called third strike. Boy, Cameron tossed the bat away. Thought he had a strikeout. Or thought he had a walk. He had a strikeout instead. So Rashi has faced four batters. He struck out three and walked one. One man down in the eighth inning. And here is Shane McGuire. Well, let's see. It was not the diner. Oh, that's a real thing, by the way, the Miller Field Diner. I think we're going to get a visit to the mound, see if, well, that might be it for Rashi. He was really impressive. It's a short stint, perhaps. Have not made the motion yet to the bullpen. So, discussion or pitching change? Going to be a pitching change. Boy, guy faces four batters, strikes out three of them, and his day is done. Hardly seems fair. So Rashi goes one inning in all. No hits. He's responsible for the one man on base, one walk, three strikeouts. And came in with a runner in scoring position and got out of that jam in the seventh inning. So the Sod Poodles do indeed go to the bullpen, and they will get themselves another left-hander out of the pen with left-handed hitting Shane McGuire. The batter, Will Mabry, on the pitch. And Mabry will face Shane McGuire with Lazaro Armenteros on at first base and one man down. McGuire with plate Caden Trinkle is the on-deck batter. Let's see, we determined it was not the Miller Field Diner, but that was a real place in New York. So was it the People's Hardware Store, Wheaties, or the Ford Motor Company? Ford Motor Company would be very logical, but no. The People's Hardware Store was a real store in New York, but no, they didn't do anything. Well, it makes sense, right? What do they call it? The Breakfast of Champions? The good folks at Wheaties. They've been around a while, putting notable folks on their covers. It was Wheaties that sponsored the first ever Big League Baseball game. Reds and the Dodgers this date in a doubleheader, in fact, at Ebbets Field. And a very democratic one at that. They split the doubleheader in the first ever televised game. Ready now to go. Left-hander Will Mabry is all set. Just double-checking Frisco and Corpus Christi at Riders Field in the Metroplex. It's Frisco 3, Corpus Christi 2. Start of a six-game set, 12-game homestand for Frisco. First pitch swing fouled straight back, 0-1. Shane McGuire's 0-3 in this ballgame and took a collar on Sunday, and I'm telling you, that is flat-out unusual of late. 0-1 count. One on, one out. Armenteros takes the lead. Left-hander looking right at him, and will throw that way. So Will Mabry out of the bullpen. He is the third reliever utilized in this game. Mabry, 6 feet, 185. Delivers way up high for a ball. Count is 1-1. One ball, one strike to Shane. Rockhounds catcher at the plate. 14th appearance for Will Mabry, a 3.79 earned run average with the Sod Poodles. One ball, one strike. Again, the long look at the runner now comes to the plate. This ball is hit out towards second base. That might be two. Flip to second for one on the first. Yep, got him. Double play. 4-6-3, and the Sod Poodles will take care of business here in the eighth inning. So we go to the bottom half of the eighth, and the game remains a two-run contest. Calvin Coker will come out of the Rockhounds bullpen as we go. The bottom half of the eighth inning. Village Car Wash score from Hodgetown in Amarillo. The Rockhounds 6 and the Sod Poodles 4.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff.
and we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business, for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Seth Beer to lead it off for Amarillo. It'll be Davison De Los Santos and Nathan Castillo, who homered his last time up. Facing Calvin Coker, first pitch swing, fly ball, left field toward the line. Saheed Valenzuela on the move out of room, and that is a foul ball. Boy, you never would have known that ball was going to get out of play the way Saheed was busting after it, but it's just a foul ball, 0-1 to Beer. Seth, a two-run double. Back in the first inning, he has struck out twice since. He followed, as mentioned, by De Los Santos and Castillo, and they have done some damage. This group has driven in the four runs. The Riders have scored. Why do I want to call them the Riders? The Poodles have scored. The side Poodles. Foul ball 0-2 the count. You know, they call them the Saudis here, and I will never use that because I just don't like that particular name. But then again, it's better than calling them the Riders, I guess. Here's the 0-2. That ball is hard hit in center field, a base hit. Line drive for Seth Beer, leading it off in the eighth inning. And that is another 0-2 pitch for a base hit. One on, nobody down, tying run at the plate just that fast. And the batter will be Davison De Los Santos, who has doubled and singled and driven in a run in this game. He's 2-for-3. Davison De Los Santos, 20 years of age, out of the Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. It's called strike. It's 0-1. A really solid prospect for the Arizona Diamondbacks, the parent club of the Sod Poodles. This pitch is swung on and bounced foul at the plate. Count is 0-2. When they won the title in 2019, their inaugural year, Sod Poodles were affiliated with San Antonio, then with the reshuffle in 2021 when minor league baseball came back. San Antonio was back in the Texas League, and Arizona became the parent club here. Bouncer, foul, wide of third, still 0-2. So we're in the last of the eighth, the Hounds 6, Amarillo 4, but the Sod Poodles 1 on and nobody down. Calvin Coker out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Grant Holman gave up a run on a couple of base hits. And the swing of that ball hit out towards third. One goes right between second and short. Oh, my goodness. Line shot on one hop up the middle, and both Cooper and Max going to their right and left respectively, put on the brakes, ball went right between them. Oh my goodness, Hodgetown strikes again. It was a sharply hit ball. Coker made the play and then threw it away. I'm sorry, forgive me. Boy, this place drives me out of my mind, folks. I apologize. Coker speared it and then threw the ball right between first and second. So it's an error on Coker. I apologize. Two on, nobody down in any event. De Los Santos reaches on a fielder's choice. Beer is safe at second on a throwing error. So, throwing error on Coker, first and second, nobody down. And here's Castillo, who homered his last time up. He takes inside ball 1. made the mistake of glancing and looking at that play the way I normally would from our vantage point. Took my eyes off Calvin for a moment. He did backhand it and turned and threw the second, but right between the two defenders. So the throwing error on Calvin, and now ball two. The count goes 2-0, and now the lights went out in this radio booth. I'm telling you, folks, I'm not making that up. The lights just went out in this booth. Okay. I love coming here. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That's down and away, ball three. And boy, right now, this ball game, I'm telling you, we've been here before, you and I have, many times. This ball game right now is hanging by a thread. First and second, nobody down. 6-4 Hounds. And a 3-0 count. See if Castillo has the green light. Doesn't matter. He takes ball four. And boy, it's coming unglued right now. J.J. Garazio and Camden Dusenak at the plate and on deck. Boy, that's interesting. They're going to give the error, and obviously it had to be an error somewhere. They're going to give the error to Max Muncy and an assist to Calvin Coker. That's, again, I only got one quick second look at it, but they said, and I guess the point is good, that the catch should have been made. The throw is right over the bag. J.J. Garazio takes a strike. So it's 0-1. So nothing going on. I miss a play. The shortstop and second baseman miss a throw. The lights go out, and the bases are loaded. Other than that, everything's peachy and touchdown. Ground ball, second base. Here's Max. The second on to first from Cooper. Double play. Run scores 6-5 with a runner at third. Hounds turn the double play. Max to Cooper and on to Simo. So 6-4-3 goes the double play. Advancing to third is Davison De Los Santos. Scoring on the double play is Seth Beer. So 6-5 the score. And now here is Camden Dusenak. And a big swing and a miss comes up empty. It is 0-1, but the margin down to a run. 6-5 the score. Run, I believe, will be unearned, but that will be for confirmation. Takes the line drive. Base hit. Left field. We're tied. Dusenak jumps on that pitch. Drives it to left. Ball game tied up. 6-6. Bottom of the eighth inning. So, run across to score. Six all tied. That'll be a blown save for Calvin Coker. And now here's Tim Tawa. And the inning not yet over. Pitch from Coker down and away for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Cameron Dusenak, Camden, excuse me, with his 40th RBI in his 51st game. Hitting for high average, and he has been productive. Pitch from Coker, swung on and foul tipped. Count goes 1-1 to Tawa. Tawa, a strikeout in the first. He flew out to center field in the second inning. He has bounced to the pitcher and popped out to third. That was a foul tip, and that might have, you know, that got Shane McGuire, catcher, a little bit. Like maybe on the left hand. Going to get a second look at this on the foul ball. You know what? Yeah, on the gloved left hand. When that hit Shane with the glove on, of course, it knocked the glove off his hand on a foul ball straight back. So, boy, scary to be sure, but he will stay in the game. So, boy, the joys of being a catcher. It's 1-1 to Tim Tawa. Camden Dusenak is the base runner. He represents the go-ahead run in the last of the eighth inning. So this ball game really back and forth. Sod Poodles led early 3-1. That lead stood until the sixth, and now we've had two lead changes. Swing, fly ball, left field. Saheed is there. It's not hit deep, and he's got it. The innings over. So one lead change and one tie game, I should say. And this one will go to the ninth, all even up. For Amarillo in the last of the eighth inning, two runs on two hits, one error, and one man left on base. So we will go to the top half of the ninth inning. I love the fact that the lights went out in the visiting radio booth. I don't know what else can go on in this ballpark, but we're about to find out. After eight, Village Car Wash score is now a 6-6 tie.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
We go to the top half of the ninth inning. Tate Trinkle swings at the first pitch, fouls it high and off to the left and out of play, 0-1. So it is 6-6 at Hodgetown in the top half of the ninth inning. Bottom third of the order for the Rockhounds. Caden takes a called strike. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Activity in the Amarillo bullpen. None for the Rockhounds. 6-6 tie. Swing and a miss, and Caden up and down on strikes on three pitches. 0-4 on tonight for Caden. Three strikeouts, one man down. And Amarillo took a 3-0 lead top of the first. Hounds got a run in the third. It stayed 3-1 until the sixth. A three-run rally for the Hounds made it 4-3. Made it 6-3 in the top of the seventh. Pitch, called strike to William Simonite. And the Sod Poodles come back with a run in the seventh and two in the eighth, and we are tied at six apiece. Pitch misses to Simo, and the count goes 1-1. William Simonite 0-2 with a walk and a run. Left-hander Will Mabry with the delivery. That ball bounced foul wide at third, count 1-2. For Amarillo in the ninth inning, it is the 2-3-4 order, or in the order, Caleb Roberts, A.J. Vukovic, and Ivan Melendez. And right now, a tie game, and a swing and a miss, and Simo's out on strikes. Ball got loose, but retrieved easily and thrown to first by D'Orazio. So two men down. Strikeout for Mabry is his second. Boy, he's been good. He's faced three batters and gotten four outs. Got a double play and two strikeouts. Now Saeed Valenzuela. 1-3 with a single and a run scored. First delivery misses down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Again, no activity for the Hounds, so Calvin Coker will pitch the ninth inning. And no matter the score, he's going to face one of the tough hitters in the order, swinging a foul back, just clipped the top of the screen. One ball, one strike. That was about to make life very interesting for somewhere up in this press box, and the way it's going for me tonight, probably here. One ball, one strike. Pitch swung on, popped in the air, shallow right field. Tim Tawa on the move, and instead it'll be De Los Santos first baseman who makes the catch falling to the ground. I honestly think Tim Towle would have made that play pretty routinely, but instead it is pop out to De Los Santos, who gets a round of applause like he just made a web, Jim. Maybe he did. I don't know. So it's 1-2-3 in the ninth, and boy, Calvin Coker is going to face some tough bats in the bottom half of the inning. Oh, my goodness, it is indeed Hodgetown, is it not? To the bottom of the ninth, Village Car Wash score of our ball game is a 6-6 tie.
And folks first learned to crack an egg. Breakfast has had a tight grip on morning. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
One of the roughest places to be in all of the Texas League if you are a visiting team in a tie game in the ninth inning is Hodgetown, and that's where the Hounds find themselves. And it'll be Caleb Roberts, A.J. Vukovic, and Ivan Melendez in the ninth for the Sawtooths, and that's 2-3 and 4 in the order. Roberts is 0 for 4, and he leads it off against Calvin Coker, so the ninth inning underway, 6-all tie. Big swing and a miss, trying to end it right there was Caleb Roberts. Boy, again, a really big inning here in the second half pennant race that has the Sawtooths up two games on the Hounds. First pitch ground ball is snared by Coker, but that's a really good play. And Calvin, at least I saw it this time, makes the play, comes to first for the out. Sharp one hopper back up the middle. He did the same thing, and again, I apologize for whipping on it, on the would-be double play. And boy, this was a sharp one hopper, reached up above the shoulders and made the play. A.J. Vukovic is the batter. He's 1-for-3, a single, a steal, and a run scored in the first. He also has walked. Takes outside ball one. One ball, no strikes. So we are tied at 6 in the last of the ninth. Coker set and pitches down low, ball 2-2-0. Really dangerous. Vukovic, 20 home runs. Guy on deck is Ivan Melendez. He has 12, but in one-third as many games. 2-0 pitch. Strike at the knees, 2-1. It's a really good 2-0 pitch from Coker. Vukovic, right-handed hitter against the right-hander. Calvin Coker comes set. Twist and pitch, and that ball hit high in the air to right field. It is high, it is deep, it is up, is it fair? It is gone. Game over. Walk off, A.J. Vukovic. Vukovic goes opposite way, tucks it in the right field corner, didn't get out of here by a bunch, but it got out of here, and this ball game is over. And the Sawtooths, man, that is a cruncher in the first game of a six-game series that, boy, obviously is going to determine the Rockhounds, or certainly define the Rockhounds' fate in the second half of this season. And my goodness, Hounds came back from a 3-1 deficit. It was a 3-run deficit at one point. Had a lead of 6-3, but we've said so often about Hodgetown, and you see why. You're never comfortable here until the game is over. You think you've won, and you get the official box score about 5 minutes later. Tough place to play. And, boy, the Sod Poodles again. This ballpark, they are doubly tough. Good ball club overall, they really are. And doubly tough in this ballpark. A.J. Vukovic, his 21st home run. And since we've been giving you the numbers tonight, 21 home runs, 17 of them in this ballpark. And this one is a walk-off. RBI for A.J. is 87th. He, again, has been one of the best in all the Texas League all season long. So it is 7-6, the final, with the Sod Poodles winning it. And they will now take a three-game lead over the Rockhounds in the Texas League South. We'll come back with the totals in just a couple of moments after this from Bud Light. This one in the books from Hodgetown, 7-6. The Sod Poodles win it.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 6 runs on 7 hits, 1 error, and it was costly. 2 of the runs were unearned. It was a very unusual error, it really was. But 1 error, and it was costly. 6-7-1 for the Hounds, 7-10-0 for the Sod Poodles in this game. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The only home run of the game, there were 2 home runs in the game, I should say. Nathy Castillo, who drew the Sod Poodles within 6-4 in the 7th, his 16th of the year. And for A.J. Vukovic, his 21st, that was walk-off, and that was his 21st and 87th run batted in of this season. I love this. They are giving us the final totals on the in-house PA, which, of course, I can't hear because we're, on the air and everything. But let's see if they do that on the box score for us here kindly as this one goes into the ballgame. The winning pitcher in relief is Will Mabry. And he was, was he ever efficient. He faced 4 batters, got 5 outs in this game, did Mabry. And he will pick up the victory. And the loss does go to Calvin Coker. Blown save and a loss. A tough night for Calvin, as gave up two runs in the 8th inning. They were both unearned. And then the solo home run by A.J. Vukovic in the bottom half of the 9th inning. And don't know that you could say you could feel it coming, but it's always such a possibility in this ballpark. And indeed, that's what happens here. And they have now just updated everything on the box. Numbers we gave you correct, 6-7-1 for the Hounds, 7-10-0 for the Rough Riders. Mabry's win is his third. He is 3-0. The loss goes to Calvin Coker, 2-4, along with his second blown save. One thing, only took 2 hours, 34 minutes, a little unusual for here, 2:34, 4,110 watched it. The Sod Poodles now improved to a 3-game lead over the Hounds in the second half. They are 31-21. Hounds are now 28-24 in the second half of this season. And, boy, Hounds had certainly a great opportunity to take the opener of this series. They had leads, but as we've said so often, I know it's cliche, but in this ballpark, it is really not. It is true. No lead safe whatsoever. And, of course, it was only a lead of 3 runs for the Rockhounds at 6-3. So this one in the books. We'll come back and give you a quick second look. We'll double-check the ball game as well going on at the beach with Frisco and Corpus Christi. When we return, we'll wrap it up shortly when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes right after this.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, 3/4 tons, 1 tons, 2 and 4 wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Todd Poodle 7 and the Rockhounds 6. Now you know, if you didn't already, why we shudder when we say the word Hodgetown. But, boy, big, big swing of the bat from A.J. Vukovic in this ballgame, the walk-off in the last half of the ninth. The Todd Poodles got three in the first inning. And from that point on, Roybert Salinas, by the way, really did settle in a very difficult scenario. Once they got up to a fast start here, they quite often just never let up on the gas. A single by A.J. Vukovic, who started the game with the first single, and he would then cap it with a home run, of course. Ivan Melendez drew a walk, Seth Beer, a two-run double, Davison De Los Santos, an RBI double, 3-0. But Roybert really settled in, and the starter, former major leaguer Peter Solomon for the Sod Poodles, will strike out 10 batters before he's through. The Rockhounds get a run in the third, a two-out double by Cooper Bowman, and a single by Drew Swift, bringing him home 3-1. He'll pitch into the sixth inning, but the Hounds get to him in the sixth. Cooper with a single, Drew with a walk. Max Muncy follows with a two-run double, and that gave the Hounds a 3-3 tie. Lazaro Armenteros, an RBI single up the middle, and the Rockhounds led it 4-3. In the seventh inning, a walk to William Simonida, single by Saheed Valenzuela, and a two-run double by Cooper Bowman, his third hit of the ball game, and the Hounds led it 6-3. But Nathan Castillo, a solo home run, leading off the bottom of the seventh inning. Grant Holman then escaped. He gave up only one run as the Sod Poodles got a rally going even after the home run. They had two on with nobody out. But Grant will eventually retire the side with the bases loaded. He strikes out Ivan Melendez. In the eighth, though, a single by Seth Beer. And then Davison De Los Santos will reach on a fielder's choice and a fielding error. And it was a play This place is very different in the way you watch a game, and I took my eye off Calvin Coker. I should not have done that. Calvin actually made a catch on a sharp one hopper off De Los Santos' bat, turned and tried to get the runner at second base. His throw was right at the bag, but miscommunication by the Hounds as Max Muncy and Cooper Bowman just both pulled up. Throw went right between them. Max is charged with the error on the play. It was first and second, nobody out. Nathan Castillo drew a walk. J.J. D'Orazio bounced into a double play, but that brought home a run, made it 6-5. And then Camden Dusenak has been so good for this team, a single to left field, and that will bring home the tying run. And, of course, last of the ninth inning, A.J. Vukovic with a walk-off solo home run to right field, and that did it. So 7-6 is our final in this game. They're in the top of the eighth in Frisco. Frisco leading Corpus Christi 3-2. If the Rough Riders prevail, they will join the Hounds at three games behind the Sod Poodles. The Hounds dropping from 2 to 3 games back. Frisco 3 games out as this evening started. So we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow from the Panhandle. Jack Perkins gets the baseball for the Rockhounds. No wins or losses for Jack, a 6.81 ERA. He'll go against Luke Albright, an 8-game winner with a 5.5 ERA for the Amarillo Sod Poodles, and that will be the matchup tomorrow night. 6:35 tomorrow, and again on Thursday, and then we'll go to 7:05 as the weekend comes around. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hartz at Hodgetown, thank you so much for coming on board and for spending part of your evening here with us. Well, Rockhounds did pretty well tonight, right until the end. I'll do better from the start tomorrow. We'll get used to Hodgetown, I promise. And until then, with our final, Amarillo 7 and the Rockhounds 6 on the walk-off, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from the Panhandle.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.